Friday Night Baseball has officially arrived at Valley Strong Ballpark, and we get ready for Game 4 of the six-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to downtown Visalia at Valley Strong Ballpark for a matchup between the Oakland A's affiliate and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Single-A affiliates alongside Justin Brown. I'm Joey Gonzalez. And Justin, yesterday, Visalia capturing their third straight win. It was an 8-2 domination over the Stockton Ports.
Yeah, Joey, well, how has this series really been for the Rawhide? It's been quite exceptional. You look at just a day ago, you see an 8-2 win for the Rawhide. Then the day before that, it was an extra inning win for the Rawhide, their eighth of the season so far. So, Joey, you look at that game Wednesday, a game that was really close and went to extra innings. Yesterday, it did not look the same at all. The Rawhide really found themselves in the advantage offensively, out hitting the Ports 8-6, outscoring them 8-2. You look at the box score, who was the man of the hour? It was definitely Jackson Feltner, a three-run homer for him, the first home run for him since the month of June. So now he has six on the team and ties with Yancel Luis. But yeah, Joey, really the Rawhide offense doing great things. You saw Angel Ortiz go 2-for-4 on the night. He had good RBI as well for him, an RBI single in this ball game. He's been doing good things. Demetrio Crisanta is 1-for-3 night in RBI as well. But Jackson Feltner, just as I said earlier, led the team with four RBIs, three of which coming from a homer for him. So, Joey, the Rawhide really doing good things and being able to pitch play against some good pitchers in this yesterday's ball game. We saw someone from Taipei, Taiwan on the mound for the Ports. So very interesting ball game in Valley Strong. But, Joey, one thing I have to say to you is that they took four straight losses in Lake Elsinore, came here. Now they're on three straight wins. What a turnaround for this team.
Yeah, it was a really nice turnaround for this Rawhide team. But ideally tonight you'd like to see four straight. The Rawhide have been able to get to that point, but it's been like the bicycle that hits the top of the hill. They always roll back down it. You got to think the Rawhide, you got to think they think about that at some point in time.
Yeah, Joey, you talk about how going up a hill and rolling right back down it. You see, they're on a four-game losing streak from July 24th to July 28th. But then before that, it was a three-game winning streak. So we've seen that multiple times so far this season, Joey. The Rawhide like to win them in bunches, then lose them in bunches. But hopefully we'll see if they can get some more wins today.
So the Rawhide trying to go for the series win tonight against the Stockton Ports in game number 99 of 131. We'll get ready to step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings. We'll also have first pitch coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at ViceliaRawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on this Friday night. We get ready for first pitch, but first off, Justin, let's go through the California League standings.
Yes, Joey, start with the South Division. The Rancho Cucamonga Quakes at top of the pack with a 19-14 record. Lake Elsinore, the Storm, tied with them in second with a 19-14 record as well. And looking at Visalia, 47-51 overall in the season, 18-15 overall in the second half. A three-game winning streak, two games back from Rancho at first, then Inland Empire, the 66ers, enjoying a 14-19 record, six games back from first place.
Rawhide trying to make up a little bit of ground here tonight, as you see Lake Elsinore and Rancho right in front of them. But meanwhile, in the north, has been a lot different of a story.
Yeah, Joey, in the north, a lot more division there. The San Jose Giants enjoy a five-game lead in first place with a 21-11 record. You look at the Modesto Nuts in second with a 16-17 record. The Fresno Grizzlies in third with a 13-20 record, eight games back from first. And Stockton, the Ports, enter tonight on a three-game losing streak, 10 games back from first place with an 11-22 record.
Dustin, this is also a Stockton team that struggled as of lately. They are 3-7 over their last 10 games. As they get ready for first pitch, let's also go through tonight's starting pitchers. We'll start off first with the home team and Casey Anderson.
Yeah, Casey Anderson, the 6'4" righty from Salt Lake City, Utah. You look at his numbers on the year, 2 wins, 8 losses, and 8.53 ERA in his 16th start of the year tonight. Giving up 67 hits and 57 innings of work, and also 54 earned runs, 29 walks, and 56 strikeouts.
Meanwhile, for Stockton, it'll be the right-hander Tom Reisinger. So far this year in 2024, he is 1-3 with a 7.75 ERA, making his fourth start of the season, 15th appearance in total so far here in 2024. So, Justin, you have a chance to go for the series win. It's been a Rawhide team who's only lost three series now since the end of May. A Rawhide team who's on the right foot, but they still find themselves trailing, trying to make up ground in the South.
Yeah, Joey, we look at the Rawhide, gotten three straight wins here, and really haven't seen anything come down to the pitching in this series so far. So I think today, Joey, this might be the case. Casey Anderson, someone that's had a difficult ERA at home. You look at his numbers of 5.90, 8.27 in the month of July. You look at his last appearance, only allowing one run on five hits in the pretty long inning of work for him, 5.2 innings of work for Casey Anderson. So, Joey, I think it's really going to come down to limiting the offense for the Ports. They have to claw back into these games so far. So, really, try and keep them from scoring early on. They're going to be ready to do so.
Interested to see how this game is going to play out. You look at both of these two pitchers, they're averaging an ERA above 7.0. And Nate Savino is a guy who struggled with his ERA, but he had a really good outing on Tuesday night.
Yeah, Joey, he did. And you look at his numbers, 2-8, 2 wins, 8 losses, and 8.53 ERA for Casey Anderson. Someone that has had some struggles so far. You look at his last five appearances. I mean, to look at his last four appearances, nothing but losses for the Rawhide after he was on the mound. So really trying to get back into the win column here for him, and it'll be interesting to see if he can do so.
It'll be Casey Anderson versus Tom Reisinger here on this Friday night. Next three games, all 6:30 with the exclusion of Sunday night at 12:05 p.m. Game four of the six-game series is on the way. We'll step aside for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at FICLARawhide.com. two games remain in the regular season of the California League playoff push, and the Rawhide looking to make their first postseason appearance since the 2019 season. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joe Gonzalez, happy to bring you Rawhide Baseball to begin your weekend. And Justin, without further ado, let's go through the starting lineup for the Stockton Ports.
Yes, Joey, leading things off for the Stockton Ports is the first baseman, Nick Schwartz. Batting second is the third baseman, Derek Salum. Batting third is the left fielder, Clark Elliott. Batting cleanup is the shortstop, Miles Naylor. Batting fifth and at catcher is Mario Gomez. At center field and batting sixth is Joseph Rodriguez. Batting seventh is the right fielder, Nelson Beltran. Batting eighth is B.J. Cook, the second baseman. And batting ninth is Darlin Montero, the DH.
Meanwhile, for the home team, the Visalia Ride, it'll be the right-hander Casey Anderson on mound here. He'll face off against Nick Schwartz. So Friday Night Baseball on MyTV 53. We get ready for the sprint to the postseason as we arrive at the second day here in the final full month of the regular season. Casey Anderson is ready. Nick Schwartz is ready. We're ready. And we're ready to begin the weekend on the right note. First pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one. One and oh. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with these since 2002. For all your painting needs, call one Moy at 559-740-0311. Anderson's pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0.
Joey, what about this Rawhide group taking five straight losses in Lake Elsinore before this series here at home, and then turning it around, three straight wins, and you mentioned 32 games remaining. This is the right time to get things clicking.
32, an exact month of baseball, if you want to look at it that way, as that pitch is on the outside corner in there for strike number one. And if there was any time to make up ground, it would be this exact week right here, a Stockton Ports team who has the fewest amount of wins in all the California League. As this ball is grounded over to third base, Ruben Santana will field a toss to first base in time. And we'll go through the numbers here for starting pitcher Casey Anderson.
Yes, Joey, the 6'4" righty from Salt Lake City, Utah on the year so far. Take a look at the numbers. 15 games of work, 2 wins, 8 losses, an 8.53 ERA, and in 57 innings of work, has 56 Ks, 29 walks, and 11 home runs.
Well, there's the numbers for Casey Anderson so far this season in the Rawhide pinstripes. One out pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball one. 1-0 as Derek Salum gets ready to step up to the plate. Salum, a guy batting 219. No home runs, 16 RBIs so far on the year. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Anderson. Beautiful breaking ball. And that one is in there for strike number one, 1-1. Wanted to go back to the point a moment ago where we talked about the fact that Stockton Ports the fewest wins in all the California League. That one's lifted into center field. It would drop in for a base hit in front of the center fielder, Anderson Rojas. So the first hit of the ball game comes in the form of Derek Salum, and it'll bring up Clark Elliott to the plate.
Yeah, Joey, the Ports really trying to get on the board faster as you look at that pitch there right upstairs for an easy swing and a simple play there. Just right in there, simple bloop in the right center field and allows a runner to get on. So the Ports coming out hot today, Joey.
Trying to get off to the right start early in this ball game. Stockton has taken the lead first in two out of the three games as Clark Elliott will foul that one off to the left side.
Yeah, yesterday Rawhide strike first in that game in the bottom of the second. Two runs there from Jefferson Pena's double, scoring Adrian DeLeon and Drew Jones.
0-1 with one away. Here's a pitch from Casey Anderson, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-1.
Yeah, Joe, you look at the month of July for Casey Anderson, most strikeouts for him so far in his season with the Rawhide 21 strikeouts in the month of July.
One ball, one strike, one away. Clark Elliott will get ready for the deal from Casey Anderson. That pitch is lifted into right field, racing over is Angel Ortiz. That one will drop in front of him, so now runners on first and second with one away.
Joe, you really have to think if Angel Ortiz was a few steps closer to that ball there, he might have been able to make the grab. If you get a look at the replay, that pitch there, that ball bounced off the outfield grass into his glove, allowing the runners to get there in time. Let's take a look at this replay there. So Angel Ortiz running to get it, not able to get there in time. It bounces off the ground, then gets into his glove for the throw.
You see him kind of hold up there, and especially with how far you are in that right field corner, I mean, if you dive on that ball and it gets past you, there's nobody within range to help you out.
Yeah, Joey, I guess you're trying to manage the risk there instead of diving for it. It would allow runners to score.
So with one out here, you got Miles Naylor stepping up to the plate. That pitch on the way is in there for strike number one.
Interesting fact, Joey, coming into today, Miles Naylor is actually second in the California League in walks, 61 walks in the year.
Miles Naylor, a guy who leads this sports team in so many different major categories, as that pitch is in there for strike number two.
That leads the team 64 hits on the season, also leads with RBIs 45 as well.
0-2 with one away. Anderson looks at second. Here's the deal home. Miles Naylor, a swing and a miss, and Casey Anderson has his first strikeout of the ballgame. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gian. Allstate, you're in good hands.
You take a look at the replay there. A fastball keeping him swinging, trying to grab contact on that. But, Joey, fastballs in the minor leagues, they can go up to 80, 90 miles per hour. Good luck hitting on that one.
So now a two-way, you bring up Mario Gomez to the plate. Anderson will look over at second. Yansel Luis is providing backup, but the pitch on the way, in there for a strike either way. Justin, if you look back at that ball game against Lake Elsinore last Friday night, it was a ball game where Visalia trailed 1-0 after the first inning as Casey Anderson gave up one run on two hits.
So, Joey, a little bit of some deja vu here from Casey Anderson. Don't want to give up any runs early in the ballgame. That was the only run that mattered in that ballgame, a shutout loss for the Rawhide. But really, Joey, Casey Anderson has to control himself here. Two outs on the board. He only one strike away from getting out of the inning.
0-2, two-way. The pitch is outside for ball one, 1-2. The thing I do remember about that outing as the ballgame continued to progress, Anderson locked in a little bit more. It was just that first inning that he had struggled with. So if Anderson can find a way to lock in right here, hopefully a similar outing to his last outing in Lake Elsinore. 1-2 pitch on the way, popped up on the left side. Ruben Santana near the third base chalk. He'll back up, and he'll make the grab in the outfield grass for out number three of the inning. So Casey Anderson gives up two hits in the frame. However, nobody's able to score off of it. And we head into the bottom half of the first inning where we'll see the Rawhide offense for the first time tonight. Port 0, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in photo.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Yansel Luis will lead things off as we move to the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Yansel Luis, followed by Christopher Torin, Demetrio Crisantes as well. 1-2-3 on the way. First pitch on the way from Tom Reisinger. And that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Yansel Luis so far on the year, batting .276, 6 home runs and 41 RBIs on the season. And now the deal home from Reisinger. That's a swing and a miss for Luis. And the count is now 1-1. Go through the numbers for Reisinger here in a couple moments. The 1-1 deal on the way to Yansel Luis, and that one is bounced inside for ball two, 2-1. Tom Reisinger making his fourth start of the season so far for these Stockton Ports. And they're looking to provide a shutout frame after Anderson was able to work out of traffic in the top half of the first inning. And now that pitch is a breaking ball downstairs for ball three, 3-1. Fourth start of the year for Eisinger, 15th appearance so far in 2024. Eisinger will stare down Yancel Luis, the deal home. And that's a slow ground ball. A long run for Mario Gomez. It's off to first base, barely in time for out number one. And we'll go through the starting lineup for the Rawhide.
Yes, Joey, batting second will be Christopher Taurin at second base. Batting third is Dimitro Crisantes at first. Batting cleanup is Angel Ortiz at right. Batting fifth is Kenny Castillo, the DH. Batting sixth is Anderson Rojas. Batting seventh, Jackson Feltner. Batting eighth is Adrian DeLeon at catcher. And batting ninth is Ruben Santana at third base.
That's the starting lineup for your Rawhide, as now Christopher Taurin will get ready to step up to the plate for the first time in this ballgame. Reisinger will stare down Taurin. Here's the breaking ball. That one's outside for ball one, 1-0. Starting lineup brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. This one popped up on the right side of the infield. The first baseman, Nick Schwartz, will call it off. He'll be there for the grab for out number two. And let's go through the numbers here for the starting pitcher, Tom Reisinger.
Yes, Joey, the 6'3" righty coming from Coltman, Pennsylvania, enters tonight with a 1-3 record, a 7.75 ERA, and his fourth start of the year. He has pitched a 7.75 ERA in 40 innings of work, giving up 35 earned runs, 25 walks, and 34 strikeouts.
Two-out pitch on the way, and the deal from Reisinger misses outside for a ball one, 1-0.
Yeah, Reisinger, actually one of two players from the Northeast. Steven Acevera is as well.
That one lifted into left center field. Going back towards the warning track is the center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez. It'll bounce off the base of the wall. Crisantes will go over to second. It'll be cut off. He'll slide safely into second base. It is a two-out double for the Rawhide 19-year-old.
Dimitrio Crisantes, a fan favorite here in Valley Storm Ballpark, and let me show you why. That one popped up right there towards center field, and I swear, Joey, if that one had more wind, it could have been out of the park.
Beautiful contact there. Crisantes continues to find ways to get on base for this Rawhide team. First hit of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! And now you got Angel Ortiz getting ready to step up to the plate. Two-out pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0.
Angel Ortiz actually leads the team in the series so far, hitting .500, 4-for-8 right now in the series.
Four hits for him so far. Jefferson Pena has been a guy who's contributed as well as of lately. The 1-0 pitch on the way, hit on a line over to the right side, 1-1.
We've talked about Dimitrio Crisantes since he's joined the team in June, really doing so many great things, over 12 multi-hit games, and now he's on second and put on Angel Ortiz in a great situation here.
1-1 with two away. There's another look at the numbers for Reisinger in 2024. That breaking ball is outside for ball two, 2-1.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, Reisinger from the Northeast, from Coltman, Pennsylvania. The only other player that's from the Northeast is Steven Acevera from Livingston, New Jersey.
Acevera, we saw him on Tuesday night, one of two top 10 prospects in the Stockton Ports organization. 2-1 deal on the way, and that one's outside for ball three, 3-1. Speaking about Acevera, he will get the start on Sunday afternoon against the Rawhide right-hander Denny LaRondo. 3-1 with two away. A glance over at second base, not a massive lead for Crisantes, but cause for reason, as that'll be a walk to Angel Ortiz, and now runners on first and second here with two away.
See, Joey, we knew this coming into the ball game that both these pitchers on the mound have some high ERAs, not the best win-loss record, so we've expected this. A game that could go high into the numbers, Joey, a lot of runs scored, and as we've seen, this is a pretty long inning. Two runners on now.
This will be now the fifth batter of the inning. You look at this series so far, the fewest hits the Rawhide have had in a ballgame was six. That was game two of the six-game series on Wednesday night. A two-out deal on the way to Kenny, and that one's a bit low, but it's called strike one anyway.
Kenny Castillo actually struck out the most in this series so far, four strikeouts, one ahead of Drew Jones.
Kenny had the night off yesterday as it was the start for Adrian DeLeon. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Reisinger. Corsantes bounces around like a bunny at second. That one's lifted into right field, going back towards the warning track. And that one's going to bounce off the right field bullpen. Corsantes will come home to score. Ortiz will be held up at third base. And the Rawhide take an early 1-0 lead here in the bottom half of the first inning.
Beautiful hit there and no problem. Swinging, just a beautiful placement there on that pitch for Kenny Castillo right into right field. And Joey talked about how he led the team in strikeouts. You wouldn't know there. Great contact with that bat. And really, you see out there right field, Nelson Beltran just searching for it, now meeting on the mound.
Well, solid contact there for Kenny Castillo, one of three Rawhide players above 35 RBI so far in 2024. And he shows off why on that occasion that ball was halfway up the right field wall. And now we have a mound visit here with the pitching coach Gabriel Ozuna making his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia.
So we'll see now how Angel Ortiz can be brought home to score. You got Anderson Rojas at the plate, a speedy guy. Someone that we've seen can do great things hitting, bunting, no problem, loves to get on base.
Anderson Rojas, the speedy threat for this Rawhide club. Kenny Castillo's at first. Angel Ortiz is at third. Reisinger is facing his sixth batter of the inning. The two-out pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1.
So Reisinger finding himself in some difficulty. Had a 7.75 ERA coming into tonight. So, Joey, only one run on the board here, but we could expect a lot more for both teams.
A pair of hits now for both these clubs in the first inning. And now that pitch is in the dirt for ball one, 1-1, and Kenny Castillo had a very large secondary lead for a moment. He looked like he might have gone to second. There's a look at the replay on the home run two nights ago for Anderson Rojas, a ball that he turned and burned on the inside. 1-1 with two away. Reisinger will work from the stretch once again. The deal home, and that one's on the outside corner for ball two, 2-1. A home run from Anderson Rojas two games ago. His fifth home run of the season. That also ties Adrian DeLeon and Drew Jones. 2-1 with two away. Reisinger holds at the chest. Now he'll set at the belt. The pitch on the way. And Rojas takes a nice breaker in the zone for strike number two. What? Two balls, two strikes, two away. The Rawhide looking to attack on the one-run lead. They've led in the first three innings of now every single one of these first four games. 2-2 pitch on the way, and Kenny Castillo stuck in a pickle. He'll be picked up by Nick Schwartz. He'll throw home. Now the play is at Angel Ortiz. The rundown from Miles Naylor. He'll toss home, and the tag is applied by Nick Schwartz, and the inning will come to a conclusion. However, Visalia does tack on a run in the bottom half of the first inning off of two hits and one runner left on base. Visalia 1, Stockton 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Move to the top half of the second inning. Joseph Rodriguez will lead things off here in the frame. 6, 7, and 8 do up as Rodriguez will foul that one backwards for strike number one. Joseph Rodriguez so far on the year batting 200, two home runs and seven RBIs so far on the season.
Currently in this series, hitless, 0 for 8, four strikeouts. In this series, he leads the team in that category.
Oh, and one with no outs here from Casey Anderson. He'll get ready for the deal. And here's the pitch home. And Rodriguez wanted to pull the trigger. However, he holds it back. Count moved to 1-1.
And Rodriguez only hitting 200 on the season so far. And Joey, one thing I've noticed, a lot more clouds in the sky today.
Yeah, a lot more cooler of a day. The 1-1 pitch on the way outside for ball 2-2-1. And Justin, you and I had to run some errands earlier today and quite a bit of drizzles throughout the day.
Yeah, Joey, I guess you would call that a big drizzle in Visalia. I could see only a few specks of rain on my windshield.
A 2-1 pitch out of the way. That one's in there for strike number two.
But I guess you call that here a sprinkle in Visalia. I have not seen rain in over 2 months since being here, Joey. It was a nice sight to see, and it actually felt pretty cool outside.
2-2 pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball 3-3-2. It's funny to think that some climates of the world, 96 degrees would be a blazing day. And for us here in Visalia, that's kind of a chilly day.
It's kind of a chilly day, and honestly, it's a dry heat here, so not as humid.
Payoff pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Was watching, I think it was the first game of the U.S. soccer team at the Olympic Games out in Paris. And the temperature was 87 degrees, and they mentioned it was a hot night out of Paris.
Europeans, they don't know anything about heat, Joey. We came from Texas, now we're here in California.
Payoff pitch lifted into right field, going over towards the pasture. A nice grab there by the young kid out there.
And D. Garner might need to talk with him afterward, put him in outfield. What a grab there for that young buck.
Crocs on, and oh, look at that. The replay, too.
He might catch himself on SportsCenter. Good play by the kid out in outfield.
Payoff pitch on the way here to Joseph Rodriguez. And that one's right down the middle, strike three. Joseph Rodriguez is frozen, and he'll be the second strikeout of the ball game. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate. You're in good hands.
Casey Anderson getting two strikeouts now in this ball game. You look at last appearance for him as you take a look at that replay there, but seven strikeouts in his last appearance, Joey.
That one grounded over to the third base side. Ruben Santana will field cleanly. Throw across the diamond is in time for out number two. And let's go through the starting defense here for the Rawhide.
Yes, Joey, the Rawhide catcher is Adrian DeLeon. At first is Demetrio Cresantes. At second is Christopher Torin. At short, Yancel Luis. At third, Ruben Santana. At left, Jackson Feltner. At center, Anderson Rojas. And at right, Angel Ortiz. And the DH, Kenny Castillo. And interesting choice there, Joey, Jackson Feltner at left field.
Very glad you brought up Jackson Feltner in left field. He's making his professional outfield debut, collegiate outfield debut, and high school debut. All three of those levels, he did not play in outfield, and he finds himself out there in game number 99 of the season.
I mean, Joey, really impressive performance for him coming into outfield today. Look at him out there. See the shades on his hat. That one swung and missed there, so strike two for him. But, yeah, Jackson Feltner making his debut in the outfield as you see him talking the center fielder out there as well. But, I mean, Joey, if he was allowed to be out there, I don't think D. Garner would let him do it if they didn't think that he could.
Yeah, they've been mentioning that during shagging practice, they've let Jackson Feltner out there in outfield quite a bit throughout the week. That pitch is outside for a ball 2-2-2. And honestly, at the minor league level, it's all about perfecting your tools. And why not? If you're going to get the opportunity to play in the outfield, why not give it a try?
Yeah, Joe, you never know. He might become a staple in the outfield in his career if he ends up doing so good out there. This is the chance where you're allowed to try new things. We've seen Anderson Rojas go everywhere in this game.
Swing and a miss, strike three. So Casey Anderson retires the side in order. Three up, three down. And we head to the bottom half of the second inning here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 1, Port 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the bottom half of the second inning. Anderson Rojas will lead things off. The pitch on the way, and that one is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0.
Might remember Anderson Rojas in this series on Tuesday, a three-run homer into right field, all the way towards that right field pole.
One ball, no strikes on the way, and that one is in there for, or I should say outside for ball two, 2-0. One of three Rawhide home runs in the series, Anderson Rojas, Jackson Feltner, Angel Ortiz.
Yeah, and really, I mean, surprising, 2 3-run homers in the series so far, Jackson Feltner and Anderson Rojas.
That pitch is outside for ball three, 3-0.
It's interesting to see Yancel Luis was enjoying that lead. The home run leader was 6, but yesterday Jackson Feltner said, you know what, I'm going to tie you. So now it's a two-way tie for first.
Speaking of Jackson Feltner currently on deck, as that pitch is outside for ball four. Four-pitch walk will bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate. That walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. By Seattle's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com.
So Joey, now a runner on, and Riesinger just really finding himself in a difficult performance so far. Seen him give up some walks in this ball game already. And Joey, now you have Jackson Feltner, the guy that hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the fifth inning at the plate.
First pitch of the at-bat on the way to Jackson Feltner, the deal home. And that one is on the inside corner for strike number one. And Justin, that three-run home run in the bottom of the fifth inning, although it was already 4-0 at that point in the ballgame, you got to think that was really kind of the nail in yesterday's coffin.
It was the nail in yesterday's coffin, and it allowed all the hitters to feel no pressure coming up to the plate afterward. All that runs on top, the insurance runs help.
Pickoff attempt over at first base. And now the count will stay static, 0-1, as Jackson Feltner has to wait to see another pitch. Justin, you talked with Jackson after the game. I mean, what were kind of the thoughts running through his mind?
Yeah, Joey, I brought up the fact that it was his first home run since the month of June. He said he finally got that monkey off his back.
0-1 pitch. That one's lifted into left field. Back at the wall. And that ball is gone. See you later. A two-run home run from Jackson Feltner. And make it back-to-back night for the Rawhide left fielder.
Humongous performance here for Jackson Feltner. A beautiful home run. And something must be going on with Jackson Feltner's workout routine. He has been hot lately. Great back-to-back home run for him.
So now back-to-back days with a home run. You take a look at the replay, you leave it hanging in the zone, and Jackson Feltner is able to rip it into left field. So now the first two base runners of the inning have reached, and now it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate.
Yeah, Joey, many people were questioning Jackson Feltner at left field. Jackson Feltner, why is he making back-to-back appearances in the lineup? He's been in a hitting struggle. Well, he just answered all those questions right there and proved all the doubters wrong.
Upcoming pitch on the way to Adrian DeLeon. Here's the deal. And that was a swing and a miss for strike number one. And talking to bench coach Jaime Del Valle earlier today on the decision to put Jackson Feltner in the outfield, they said they wanted to find a way to get his bat in the ballgame. Obviously, you have the DH, Kenny Castillo, in the ballgame, so you couldn't move Feltner to the DH spot. So the only other spot is, why not give an outfield try a spot? There's only four official outfielders listed on this roster, and two of them getting the night off.
Yeah, Joey, it's a really interesting choice. You see D. Garner really looking for as much offense as possible, trying to slip Jackson Feltner in.
1-1 pitch on the way. That one is bounced in for ball two, two, and one. If you look at the Rawhide infielders on the roster, there are six of those, and there's only four infield positions.
Yeah, Joey, so really interesting to see how D. Garner has gone down to positioning in today's ballgame. And it's really been a good choice. I mean, the Stockton series is a very important series for them to win, so you have to try everything.
That pitch is in there for strike number two, two balls and two strikes. And really, we've seen the majority of players on the infield really since Demetrio Crisantes was added in mid-June. Time called here. Officially, at the time, Cole Roberts was listed as a infielder. And once Demetrio was added to this Rawhide roster in mid-June, that forced Cole Roberts to move out to outfield. Obviously, Cole would eventually move up to the high A level. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's a pitch from Reisinger. Ground ball to the third base side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, Derek Salome. It's tossed to first base in time. There's one down in the inning, and let's look at the starting defense here for the Stockton Ports.
Yes, Joey, at catcher, Mario Gomez at first, Nick Schwartz at second, B.J. Cook at short, Miles Naylor at third, Derek Salome at left, Clark Elliott at center, Joseph Rodriguez at right, Nelson Beltran, and at DH is Darlin Montero.
Well, Justin, one thing that's pretty interesting for Stockton so far in this series, four different ball games, and they have not had a consistent first baseman or catcher in any of the games this series. You look at just first base, Nick Schwartz, yesterday he was a Ports catcher.
Yeah, Joey, and you see Mario Gomez, that catcher, who was a first baseman in this series so far. So a lot of switch swapping.
That one lifted into right field for Ruben Santana, and that one will be caught by the right fielder Nelson Beltran. Second time in two nights that Santana has given the ball a ride, but just still unable to find the gaps. He's 0 for 7 now in the series.
Yeah, Ruben Santana really in a struggle as of late, and you look at the numbers for him as in the month in the series so far, Ruben Santana 167, and since July 28th only has one hit.
Trying to get back in that groove is now Yancel Luis. We get ready to step up to the plate. And that one is on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. We talk about Yancel Luis, the guy who is second in the California League to reach 100 hits. And he has been stuck around the 100 hit mark since then. He's got one hit so far in the series. So he's at 102. But, Justin, it's been a struggle since he reached that century marker over the weekend.
Yeah, Joe, you look, 3 games ago he hit that marker. And since then, in the last 3 games, only one hit for him. 1 for 11 in his last 11 at-bats. He's only hitting 091 since hitting that marker.
Well, the way he's trying to get back his offensive groove, you look at his ball game yesterday, a 1-for-5 day where he had a single back in the fourth inning. One ball, two strikes, two away. Reisinger will stare down Luis. He tries to get the agreement with Mario Gomez. Have a little disagreement there. They'll have to re-go through the motions.
Wait a minute.
Yancel Luis, 276, and the home run from Jackson Feltner now puts Yancel Luis with the second most home runs on the team. Feltner now has 7. 1-2, a two-way. Here's the pitch. That one's ripped into right center field, going back towards the barn. It will drop in for a base hit. Yancel Luis around first base. He'll go to second. Helmet will pop off. He's thinking three. The ball will be cut off. Here comes the throw from Miles Naylor. It is dropped by the third baseman, Derek Salome. It's a two-out triple for Yancel Luis.
So much swagger on the base running for Yancel Luis. Lost his helmet. Doesn't matter. Keeps on running and keeps on going. Look at this replay there. So a bounce off the barn, a pickup by Beltran. They got to throw it over in time. There goes his helmet. He's rolling, running towards third, and he slides that ball getting away from the glove of the third baseman, Salome. And now that's a beautiful triple for Yancel Luis.
That triple is number 6 of the year for Yancel Luis. That now leads this Rawhide team, a guy who leads the team in now hit, total bases. Justin, the list just goes on for Yancel Luis.
Yeah, now he leads the team in triples. So really just an all-around leader for this team. He's been called the storm killer. You could call him the port killer. He is one
of 22 switch hitters in the entire single-A level. That's among 900 players.
One ball, no strikes, two away. And Torino will foul that one directly backwards. The count now 1-1. Well, Justin, you do the math on that one. Around 30 guys is about the typical average. That is the max you're allowed to have on a roster. There's 30 MLB teams, so you do the multiplication there. There's so many players at just a single A level alone. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one is in there for a strike, 1-2.
Yeah, Yancel Luis is one of six switch hitters in the entire California League and sits now at third, enjoying his lead off third base.
Well, the versatility that Yancel Luis provides you, 1-2, two away. Reisinger's pitch home, and Torino will ground this one up the middle. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, B.J. Cook, to throw to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before Jackson Feltner records his second straight home run in back-to-back ball games, and Visalia leads this ball game 3-0, heading into the top half of the third inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
The next level with a fresh set of tires this spring, and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards every...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. We move to the top half of the third inning. A 3-0 ball game with Casey Anderson remaining on the mound. That pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. So far through the two innings of work, Casey Anderson already up to three strikeouts. You look at his last outing against Lake Elsinore last Friday night, a ball game that he had at seven punchouts. However, to begin this inning, it's ripped into left field. It's going to go all the way back to the wall. It'll be fielded by Anderson Rojas in center, cut off by Yancel Luis, and that'll all be from Darlin Montero, a leadoff double.
Darlin Montero showing you why he's the DH today. Comes straight up to the plate, and hitting is all he has to do today. Look at that pitch there up. He finds a good piece of it underneath it, sends it straight towards the wall. And Joey, not a lot of wind today in this ball game, so that one's going to drop down for a double.
That wasn't necessarily the easiest pitch to hit, kind of having to golf that one out of the bottom part of the zone. And Montero able to turn it into extra bases as a result. And now we go back to the top of the order in the form of Nick Schwartz, as that pitch is on the outside corner for ball one, 1-0.
Joey, I believe Casey does not ever feel comfortable with small leads or small deficits in ball games. We've seen him so much be on the bad side of that. So right now here, still a lot of pressure on him. You have a runner on base, and you have a good hitter at the plate.
And always that attack, attack, attack. Trying to lead this Rawhide club to victory. The last time the Rawhide won with Casey Anderson on the mound, you have to go back to June 11th. Versus the Modesto Nuts. That was the first game of a three-game winning streak against the best team in the California League at the time. As that one's lifted into right field, Angel Ortiz will make the grab for out number one. Montero will go over to third base.
So now you have a runner 90 feet from scoring, and all you need here is a simple pop-up to be able to score them. There's only one out on the board.
So now bring up Salome up to the plate. Anderson did pitch against Stockton in the meeting in April and May, In that bowl game, he received a loss after giving up 7 hits in 2 2/3 innings of work. In that bowl game, he struck out 2 batters and walked none. And now this ball's hit right up the middle for a base hit. Salome will get his 17th RBI of the season, and the Ports cut the lead down to 2. It's a 3-1 ball game.
Joey, something we talked about in the pregame, both these pitchers on the mound, high ERAs. So there's chances that, Joey, that this game might be a back-and-forth showing. It's like the one we saw last Tuesday against Lake Elsinore when they were away, a game that the Rawhide were down 6 and ended up having a 6-run inning, which was amazing for them, be able to come back and get a win. So it could be one of those ball games here today.
Pitch on the way to Clark Elliott, and that one is inside for ball 1-0. Yeah, you mentioned the ability for high-scoring affairs so far in this ball game. You look at yesterday, a combined 10 runs, 7 combined runs on Wednesday night, and then another 10 combined runs on Tuesday night. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball 2-2-0.
Joey, on the year, Rawhide still being outscored by their opponents. If you look at the accumulative totals inning by inning, the Rawhide are outscored 456 to 452 on the year so far.
Trying to kind of make up some of that ground so far here in this series. Pickoff attempt at first. Crisantas will apply the tag. And diving back in safely. And Salome over at first. So Clark Elliott will have to wait a little bit longer before he sees his next pitch. We talk about high-scoring games. It was a high-scoring day around the California League yesterday. The 2-0 deal on the way. Outside corner in there for a strike. 2-1. Justin, yesterday, the final score between San Jose 13-12.
Wow, that's a large scoring game, Joey, and there's a chance that that might be the score here today. So yesterday was the smallest score cumulative in the Cal League, so it might have a chance of being the opposite today.
2-1 check swing there. Well, that wasn't the only high scoring game yesterday around the Cal League. If you also look out at John Thurman Field in Modesto, Inland Empire combined for 11 runs, defeating the Modesto Nuts, final score 11-1. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. RBI base hit already in the inning for Derek Salome. Anderson will stare down Clark Elliott as he gets ready for the pitch. 2-2 with 1 away. Anderson will disagree on the first 2 pitches set up by Adrian DeLeon. He'll agree to the third. And now that pitch is inside for ball 3-2.
So now in a full count here, we'll see what pitch Anderson goes to. We've seen him have success striking batters out with his fastball. 3 strikeouts so far for him.
Looking for punch out number 4 right here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Payoff pitch on the way. Downstairs corner, strike 3 called. Clark Kelly is rung up. Anderson, 4 punch outs on the ball game. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn.
Take a look at that winding deal there. Sliding right downstairs, keeping him reaching for that one. And Joey, what an impressive strike there for Casey Anderson. Someone that's gotten 7 strikeouts in his last appearance, already has 4, and we're only in 3 innings of work so far.
We're now bringing up Miles Naylor to the plate. And that one is fouled directly backwards, so the count will now move to 0-1.
Joey, Casey was not always the Friday starter, was he?
Traditionally, he was the Tuesday starter for this Rawhide team. However, after the All-Star break, when the Rawhide returned to action against the Inland Empire 66ers, a swing and a miss, 0-1, Anderson moved over to that Friday spot, and likely for the rest of the season, he'll remain in that spot unless possibly some sort of call-up kind of switches up the rotation.
I mean, you look at his appearances on Friday so far. I mean, you look at last Friday against Lake Elsinore, pretty good performance, holding them to only 1 run. And, Joey, that was a team that Leodolis DeVries, a 17-year-old mutant over there, able to break so many home run records.
0-1 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball 1. You talk about the mutant, Lake Elsinore, 2 young players, Rosemond Verdugo, Leodolis DeVries, nicknamed the Mutants. Those 2 sub-20-year-olds combined for over 50 hits in the month of July.
That's outrageous, Joey.
1-2 pitch on the way. That one's out upstairs for ball 2-2-2. Talking about Leodolis DeVries, I mean, that was a guy who had a pair of home runs against this Rawhide club.
Yeah, Joey, he had a pair of home runs, and it wasn't really a fortunate series for Southpaws. He had 7 home runs on Southpaws in the month of July, now hitting up to 9 home runs in the year for a 17-year-old, Joey. I could not imagine doing that 4 years ago.
2-2 pitch on the way. Throw it to second. That one's going to sneak past and go all the way into center. Albert Anderson Rojas has provided the backup, but I think that throw was so hard that it rolled so quickly to Anderson Rojas and it prevented an opportunity for Salome to go over to third.
Yeah, what an arm there by Adrian DeLeon. He could throw, he could be an outfielder with that arm right there. You see it gets down low. He's throwing it over to second in time, but Torreen reaching his arm out for it, can't grab it. You see Yancey Luis look over at it, but Anderson Rojas able to stop it there in the outfield.
So now another payoff pitch coming up here from Anderson. This would be, he's going for strikeout number 5 of the ball game. 3-2, a two-way. Here's the pitch, and that one's fouled directly backwards for Miles Naylor.
I mean, Miles Naylor, someone we talked about. He's first in so many offensive categories. First in average, first in hits, first in RBIs, first in runs, first in doubles. I could go on all day, Joey. I might run out of breath. So someone here in a lot of pressure, especially Casey Anderson.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Anderson's 50th pitch of the ballgame, looking for his 5th strikeout. And instead, Miles Naylor will pop this one into right field, going towards the pasture. It'll land just past the head of Tipper out there at the pasture.
You notice there by Tipper, that same fan with the red hat. That kid can make some catches. Watch out for him all day today here in Valley Strong.
He already made a grab earlier and trying to make a second one in this ball game as Miles Naylor continues to stay alive in the at-bat.
That kid must be a little bigger than I thought, Joey.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. A glance at second. Here's the deal. Miles Naylor will pop that one directly backwards. Adrian DeLeon will pop off the mask. And that one will bounce into the first row here of the grandstands.
Love the shots we're able to get to the grandstand. You see the fan there. And he gets the ball. Big round of applause for the fan in the red hat.
We always do the good guy alert here in the grandstand, but we got a good kid alert right there. How about that? The little handoff there. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The third payoff pitch coming up here from Casey Anderson. The deal home, outside, ball 4. And it will be a walk right here, bringing Mario Gomez to the plate.
And Casey Anderson feeling the pressure there against Miles Naylor, someone that's led in so many offensive categories so far for the Ports. You know, sometimes you might just go downstairs to alleviate that situation, but I don't believe that was the pitch Casey was looking for, trying to keep him swinging there but not able to.
Yeah, trying to go for that fastball on the outside corner, and now you got Mario Gomez stepping up to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-for-1. Mario Gomez so far on the year batting .308, no home runs, and RBI as well. Now Casey Anderson will stare down Gomez. You got Salome at second off the stolen bag. Miles Naylor off the walk. And now that pitch is outside for ball 1-0. Mario Gomez entered the day 2-for-6 in the series and 0-for-3 day yesterday. He did get on base once via the walk. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Casey, and that one is outside for ball 2-0.
So really want to get some strikes here, Casey does, because Mario Gomez, someone in this series so far, as you mentioned, Joey, only hitting .300, 3 hits for him.
2 balls, no strikes, 2 away. You take a look there at the Rawhide dugout, howls down the third base line. The pitch on the way, and that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 2-1. Andrew D. Garner, bench coach Jaime Del Valle as well. Pitcher coach Tyler Martin got the week off. He'll be back next week in the series against the Modesto Nuts. And sure hitting coach Brad Marcelino somewhere in there as well. And Anderson will spin off the mound here, not liking the lead that Derek Salome has at second base. Two and one with two down. Casey Anderson stares down home. Once again, another large lead for Salome. And that one is swung on and missed for strike number 2.
We've seen Anderson go into 5 innings of work before. We saw him do it last outing. It's like Elsner went 5.2 innings of work. So still early in the ballgame, but you have to be able to control the amount of runners you're putting on the base.
Visalia currently leads this ballgame 3-1, 4 hits apiece as well for both of these two clubs. 2-2 with 2 down. Here comes the deal from Anderson. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball inside, ball 3-2. All of a sudden now, a walk, one pitch away from drawing another walk, loading the bases. It would be back-to-back walks here from Casey, who did not have a walk in his first 2 innings of work. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the deal home to Gomez. Runners in motion. That one fouled off to the right side. Masale is scoring a run in inning number one. A pair of runs as well in inning number two. Rawhide looking to avoid giving up runs here in innings number three and four. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Anderson will get ready for pitch number 58. Here's the deal. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And Casey Anderson is up to five strikeouts in the ballgame as he sits down Mario Gomez for the final out of the inning. Two hits, one run, no errors, and two runners left on base. We are through 2.5 here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 3, Ports 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we move to the bottom half of the third inning. Demetrio Crisantes, Angel Ortiz, Kenny Castillo do up here in the third. They were the only three batters to not step up to the plate in inning number two. Crisantes will get ready for the deal, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. Coming 1-1 deal on the way to Demetrio Crisantes, a guy who currently rides a now 29-game on-base streak. That is the third longest active streak in all of the California League. The only two players in front of him, Aiden Smith, who is on a 30-game on-base streak with Modesto. That one's lifted into center field. Racing backwards is Joseph Rodriguez at the wall, and it's going to bounce off the base of the boarding. He'll go over to second base, and Demetrio Crisantes, his second double of the night, puts Visalia with a runner in scoring position.
Beautiful hit there by Demetrio Crisantes. Back-to-back hits for him so far in this ballgame. Look at that one. Popped right towards center field. You see, running for it, Joseph Rodriguez, not able to get there in time, bounce off the wall, and a huge double there for him.
Tonight, you got Angel Ortiz to play. Going back to those players I was mentioning, Cole Emerson, the longest active hitting streak in the California League with 36 straight games getting on base. The second place spot, which now Crisantes is one game behind, is Aiden Smith, who was recently a part of a trade during the trade deadline that it involved Tampa Bay's Rays center fielder Randy Arozarena. The Mariners traded both Brody Hopkins and Aiden Smith to Tampa Bay. 0-1 with no outs. And now a spin off the mound as Angel Ortiz waits for another pitch. So at the trade deadline, the Seattle Mariners decided they want to be buyers. Meanwhile, the Rays getting rid of one of their more famous players on that Rays team, following a wild card exit last year, losing two straight games to the reigning world champions, the Texas Rangers. That pitch is downstairs, so the count now 0 One and two, should say. Time called here by Angel Ortiz. As he'll step out of the batter's box, you look at the current AL wildcard standings. The Tampa Bay Rays currently 4.5 games back at the third-place wildcard spot. The Minnesota Twins, who are 59-48. Currently, the Baltimore Orioles have the top spot. They're 65-45. 0-2 with no outs. The pitch on the way. And that one's on the outside corner, strike three. Angel Ortiz is rung up for the first out of the frame.
Someone that does not really need to strike out in this game. He's done great things so far this series, hitting .500 coming into tonight. So uncharacteristic there, but he has multiple at-bats in this ballgame.
So now Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate. Still talking about the playoff picture and the wild card standings as well as we get ready to make the push for the final month and a half of the regular season. Kenny Castillo lifts that one into right field. Racing backwards is Nelson Beltran at the warning track. He'll make the grab, and Crisantes fails to tag up. He'll be forced to stay at second base.
Crisantes stuck at second base here and looking at the board right now, two outs out. So now Anderson Rojas, someone that I just love seeing so much, Joey, someone that either if he can't get on base with a hit, this guy can get on base with walks, and when he's on the bases, that's when you have to keep your eyes on him the most.
A guy who leads the team in stolen bases, top five in the Cat League in that department. Now with two outs, he's got Dimitri Crisantes at second, who's got wheels of his own. Here's the deal home, and that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0.
You just have to think about who's due up as well. Jackson Feltner, someone that's had back-to-back home runs now at his last two at-bats. Really impressive for that raw hit hitter.
On top of that, that's his only two hits of the series as well. Two bombs. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Rojas, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0.
And, Joe, you mentioned that the only two hits of the series are two bombs. You have to think the last time Jackson Feltner was able to get a home run before yesterday, you had to go all the way back to June 23rd versus Inland Empire.
They're trying to get that energy back. Remember that home run out at Inland Empire? That one's tossed back over to second base. It was a ball that was hit off of out at Inland Empire. They have a batting cage out in left field, and the home run from Feltner was launched over that batting cage out in left. That was one of his more famous home runs I remember thinking of this season.
Wow.
2-0, a two-way. A glance at second base, the pitch, and swung on and missed. Strike one, 2-1. Anderson Rojas walked in his last bat, scored a run as well. Take a look there out in left field and look at the championship banners, the retired numbers as well. And Jackson Feltner has hit that screen a couple times, and now Rojas rips that one into center field. And underneath it is Joseph Rodriguez for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. A leadoff double from Dimitri Crisantes, however, able to work out of the inning with three straight outs, and we head to the top half of the fourth inning. Rawhide 3, Ports 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar.
So stop by your local Toyota dealer now.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the top half of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss for Joseph Rodriguez. Begin the frame. 6-7-8 due up. Joseph Rodriguez, Nelson Beltran, B.J. Cook. Casey Anderson remains on the mound, and that pitch is on the outside for ball one, 1-1. A pretty good start to the ball game for Casey Anderson through three innings of work now. 5 strikeouts and 1 walk.
Very good performance from him. We look at last performance, 7 strikeouts for him.
That pitch is outside for ball 2-1. Talk about that 7 strikeout performance. The last time Casey Anderson had less than 4 strikeouts in a ball game, you have to go to the end of June on June 25th against Inland Empire, where he had 3 strikeouts and 2 2/3 innings of work.
So he's just used to throwing over 3 punch-outs a game, I guess, so far, Joey.
And I'm hoping he's starting to get to that above 5 average. Ground ball over to short. Backhand throw from short. And Yancel Luis a bit late there, so it'll be a leadoff single here for the bat of Joseph Rodriguez.
I don't mind the result there of that play, and I don't think a lot of the fans in the stands did either. Look at that arm on Yancel Luis. Maybe not able to get there in time, but Joey, I think I could feel the hit on that glove. Look at this one there. Yancel Luis picks it up, and look at that throw over to first. Such a laser there. Able to get his hands on his Grisantes, but not in time.
You got to give credit to Crisantes. I mean, it was a guy who was nearly falling off the bag, and I think he was still like a college wide receiver keeping his toe on the bag.
Yeah, Joey, we've seen so many great things from Crisantes offensively in this ballgame. 2 hits for him so far, and fielding as well. He's a great defender on the team.
0-1 with no outs. Small lead over at first for Joseph Rodriguez. Here's the deal home, and that one's going to get underneath the glove of Adrian DeLeon. So now a runner in scoring position here for Stockton.
Unfortunate pitch there from Anderson. You believe his arm might be getting tired as he gets up to pitch 66 so far in the ball game. I mean, we've seen him go 5 innings of work, Joey, so he's been able to do that. He said 5 1/3 innings of work last time. You have to go a while back until June 18th when he had 6 innings of work. That is the high for him so far this season.
1-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball over to short. This time, Yancel Luis a lot easier than the previous play. His throw to first base in time, 1 down.
He only had to throw it a quarter as hard there. Simple play for Yancel Luis so far this season. And, Joey, one of those shortstops for the team that I love for the Rawhide, we've seen Christopher Torin at shortstop, Yancel Luis at shortstop, a lot of different players.
Yeah, Yancel Luis and Torin have been those primary fixtures for this Rawhide team. And speaking of those two guys, the middle infielders for this ball game. 1 away here. Here's the deal home. And that one is downstairs for ball 1-0. B.J. Cook at the plate. Batting 187, 2 home runs and 10 RBIs. However, B.J. Cook so far in the series, he's hitless. Swing and miss, 1-1.
Yeah, hitless right now, and you might hear the music in the background. The man down under, he's from Perth, Australia, and Joey, that's the kangaroo country.
The kangaroo country, the blue, the red, and the white. Lots of green and yellow as well at the Olympic Games. 1-1 pitch on the way, 1-2. I was referencing the British flag up in the left corner. That is where I was going with blue and red.
Yeah.
Don't judge.
Yeah, I was drawing that flag in my mind. I was thinking, this is starting to look a little different in my mind. But it's better than my bomb pop colors yesterday, red, white, and blue at an orange sky. So I guess we're both colorblind, Joey.
The color of the sky, not necessarily as cool as it was yesterday. If you didn't see the sunset yesterday, it was a orange-blue hue. And Justin said it was red, white, and blue somehow.
You know, I'm excited. There's a lot of clouds in the sky, Joey. The sunset will be even prettier today. I'm expecting to see cotton candy getting hungry again.
1-2 pitch on the way to B.J. Cook. That one is fouled off to the right side. As that is a foul ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Give them a call today at 559-747-2000 for a free quote today. And had to get Justin to help me out recently. Not the Justin sitting next to me, the Justin at Vision Glassworks. As that one is fouled off to the right side. Following yesterday's ball game, Justin, you and I were walking out to our cars. And what happened?
Yeah, Joey, I'm walking past your car and I noticed something different. I said, oh, that's not dust on his rear. Hey, you see me there, me and Joey on the cam. But, yeah, is his rear passenger window And I noticed that's not dirt on the window. That is a shatter. So it's completely shattered window for Joey Gonzalez. Really not a fortunate thing to wake up, I mean to come out to after a ball game.
Swing and a miss there for B.J. Cook, the second out of the inning. And that brings up Darlin Montero to the plate.
So Justin helped you with glass, not me. How did it go? How was that process?
Well, it went well. You drove me to Vision Glassworks earlier today. You described it as frosted glass, which I've never heard of somebody described a broken window like that. Ground ball to the right side. We'll finish up talking about Vision Glassworks when we return. Dimitri Grisanta steps on first base for the final out of the inning. So a leadoff single from Joseph Rodriguez. After that, three straight batters retired, and we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rawhide 3, Ports 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
To trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty.
I wish I did. 1-0 pitch on the way as that pitch is downstairs for ball too, but you and I do want to watch that movie in 4DX. Have you seen the reviews for that movie in 4DX?
Yeah, Joey, really interesting there for Twisters in 4D. It's the chairs are shaking around, so I've never been in an experience like that. I think I'd rather just go ride a roller coaster.
Do a pitch on the way outside for ball three. So if you do not know what a 4DX movie is, just to give you a little bit more context, 4DX movie, as Justin mentioned, the moving chairs as well. On top of that, there's also mist inside the movies, lightning as well. If there's lightning in your chosen movie, the 3-0 pitch on the way from Reisinger, and that one is just a bit low for ball four, so Adrian DeLeon would draw his first walk of the ball game. The runner on first and second here with no outs.
So, Joe, you say there's lightning inside of a movie theater. Never seen that before. I think it's simulated lightning, if I'm assuming correctly.
It's simulated lightning. It's kind of like a strobe. There's also smoke from coming from a fog machine, motion. I think that's everything inside the movie. And I say that because I went last year to the Regal in Fresno and watched the newest Mission Impossible movie. Pickoff attempt at first, and Jackson Feltner will go back over to second base.
Yeah, I've never gotten to watch a 4D movie in my lifetime, Joey. I need to go out to the Regal Theater, I guess, in Fresno and experience.
Well, maybe you and I will have to go watch Twister, since he exposes the secret that I have not watched that film yet. The pitch on the way, breaking ball inside for ball one, 1-0.
Well, Joey, I was confused. I thought you were talking the original film Twister, because there was the 1980s film Around the Tornado, and then they recreated it. And that's the movie Twisters that we keep talking about in 4D. So never gotten to see the remake yet so far, Joey.
1-0 with no outs. Here's the deal home from Tom Reisinger. And that one is grounded off to the left side, 1-1. Have you watched the original Twister?
See, Joey, I actually have. I remember they had all these metallic balls in the bed of a truck, and they were thinking, well, we can stop this tornado if all these magnetic balls get picked up by the winds. And it didn't work out, Joey. I don't believe I got to the finish of that movie. Might have fell asleep halfway through.
So there's your little bit of pop history, pop references. 1-1 pitch on the way. Ruben Santana tries to hold back his swing in the count now 1-2.
And Joey, that's the one thing that residents of Visalia never have to worry about. No tornadoes anywhere near here.
You and I from the state of Texas may be a little bit different, although you're from Houston. I'm from San Antonio, not necessarily Tornado Alley that consists of Oklahoma, North Texas, and Kansas. 1-2 two strikes with no outs. Ruben Santana will get ready for the pitch. Looking for his first hit of the series, and that one is downstairs for ball two, 2-2.
It's really a difficult game so far for Reisinger on the mound. You're looking at so far, he's allowed six hits, three walks, three earned runs in this ball game so far. Really trying to get it to his relief work.
He's given up a hit, and now each of the first four innings. 2-2 two strikes, no outs. Reisinger holds at the belt. Here's the deal home, and Ruben into left field, and that one's going to drop in for a base hit. Jackson Felder will round third. He'll be waved home, and he will come home to score. And Visalia leads this ballgame 4-1 here at the bottom of the fourth inning.
Ruben Santana finally gets the hit he's been looking for in the last three games, and it's a beautiful one towards the left side. Let's take a look at that replay there right off the hand of Rissinger. He hits that one going towards left field and dropping in time, allowing Feltner to score at home. And Joey, this Rawhide team is just looking very different, looking like they're playing in an all-star game today, the way the bats have been working. Seven hits today. You look at nine innings yesterday, it took them that long to get eight hits.
And this is the type of team that we wanted to see in Lake Elsinore, and they just kind of failed to show up in runner and scoring position scenarios.
Yeah, Joe, we talked about that all in that series. There was one game of the Rawhide in that shutout game, 0-11 with runners in scoring position, and multiple times so far in that series. And you look at yesterday for the Rawhide, they were doing better in that situation, 3-10 with runners in scoring position. So let's see what they can do here today.
So now brings up Yancey Luis to the plate. That mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. I got Yancey Luis stepping up to the plate in a ballgame where he is 1-2. Yancey Luis, a triple in the second, a ground out in the first, and now a swing and a miss moves the count to 0-1.
So we see him getting a hit in this ball game. He got a hit yesterday. We talked about in the last three games for him only hitting below 100, hitting an 0-9-1. So it's good to see that he's gotten the bats clicking so far again today.
0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for strike number two. Clipping the bottom half of the zone. Yancey Luis, the fourth batter of this inning. Christopher Torin waits on deck. So far this ballgame, he's been held hitless. No balls, two strikes, no outs. And a glance at second base, Reisinger's pitch home. Ground ball to first, and that one is fair. One run will come home. It'll be Adrian DeLeon. He will score easily, being held up at third as Ruben Santana. Yancey Luis, an RBI double, and Visalia now leads 5-1.
What an inning here for the Rawhide. Everyone taking a turn and getting a hit on Rissinger. We saw Ruben Santana with an RBI single earlier. Now Yancey Luis with an RBI double. And, Joey, that's one of my favorite places to hit a ball in a baseball game, right down the first base line. Good luck catching up to that one. Usually always results in extra bases and or a run scored.
Yeah, and on top of that, with the way that right field wall is placed, usually if that ball goes past the first base line like that, it typically gets stuck on that right field wall, and it's way too far for the right fielder, so it's kind of a no man's land dead area of the field, if you want to say.
Yeah, Joey, a pretty advantageous spot for the Rawhide in Valley Strong Ballpark, but we've seen the Rawhide have some difficulty fielding in that situation as well.
Hey, if you noticed in foul territory, kind of a Bermuda Triangle almost, it's been a spot of the field. I don't know if it has to deal with the wind. Ground ball to third. It'll be fielded by Salome. It's tossed to first base in time. There's one away. But you've seen so many drops on that side of the field. I don't know if it has to do with the wind constantly, typically blowing out into left center field typically.
Yeah, Joey, it could be the wind. It could just be nerves. There's so many different situations that come into catching things in that area of the ballpark. And you talk about right of that first base line. We've also seen some pop-ups in that situation. Ruben Santana's been over there on the dirt and not able to make a grab before. So it's a bit of a Bermuda Triangle. I like how you say that. Things love to get lost over there.
Well, with one away here, here's the deal to Crisantes. So far in this ball game, a pair of doubles. Combined four total bases in this ball game for Demetrio, and he's looking to add on a couple more hits in this ball game and give Visalia a larger-than-four-run lead. 0-1 with one away, and a box going to be called against Reisinger. So as a result, Ruben Santana will be able to walk home. Luis will go to third, and the Rawhide now leads this ballgame 6-1.
Joey, just think about how there's no pressure right now on the hitters in this ballgame. This inning has really just allowed the Rawhide to get things clicking. Look at this replay there, swing there and popped up towards center field. But yeah, Joey, you talk about, yeah, that's the play he made earlier, big double off the wall, his second hit of the ballgame. So Demetrio Crisantes, someone that you have to be pretty scared of. He's seen a good eye on your pitches so far.
Yeah, he's been consistent throughout this season, throughout the ball game, and now the manager, Javier Gutter, will make his way out to the mound to speak with the first base umpire, Theo Arndt. Home plate umpire for today's ballgame, Larry Pettis. As I mentioned, Theo Arndt, the base umpire for today's ballgame. Theo will be back behind the dish tomorrow, and Larry Pettis will be the home plate umpire for Game 6 on Sunday. 0-1 with one away. Here's a pitch to Crisantes. It's bounced in. Does he go around? He does. So the count will now move to 0-2.
One thing I've noticed right now, look at Crisantes' body language. He is so relaxed right now, not tense. Nothing here to be worried about. You're facing a pitcher that's had so much difficulty in the strike zone in this ball game. So right now, Crisantes is not even a simple quiver up there at the plate. He's standing stone cold.
Reisinger's pitch on the way. That one's a bit inside, so the count will now move to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Two balls and a strike with one away. Reisinger's pitch to the deal home, and that one's going to get past. Yancey Luis is going to be kept at third base. So now the count will move to 3-1.
Yeah, no reason to force it there. Yancey Luis staying at third. You got one out on the board and a very comfortable hitter's count now for Crisantes.
I really like the point of the body language for Demetrio Crisantes, and the more relaxed he feels, the more dangerous he becomes in each and every single one of his at-bats.
Yeah, every time you get a hit, it adds more and more confidence to you.
3-1 with one away. Crisantes batting 360. Now a swing and a miss, and he'll be out. So scoreboard off one pitch. Crisantes will be rung up, and it'll be the second out of the inning.
So Crisantes, a swing and a miss there, but he's already helped so much out in this ball game. Two hits in this game. Now he's 2-for-3, a double earlier, and now a meeting on the mound.
So Javier Godard will make his way out to the mound, and that will be the end of the ball game for the starting pitcher, Tom Reisinger, and we stay here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Visalia 6, Stockton 1, pitching change in downtown Visalia. You're watching All High Baseball on MyTV 53.
Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Angel Ortiz will be the new, or will step up to the plate against the new pitcher in the ball game, the former Oregon State Beaver, Ryan Brown. And pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and missed for strike number one. Go through the numbers here for Tom Reisinger in today's ball game. 3 2/3, 8 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks, a pair of strikeouts, and a home run given up to Jackson Feltner. His 8th homer of the year. That one's bounced in. Yancey Luis will slide on home. Visalia attacks on another run. It's 7-1 here in the bottom half of the 4th inning.
Joey, wish I started a timer in the beginning of this inning, because I swear it's been a long one. You see now,
another run get added on to this inning, and now it's a four-run inning for the Rawhide, and Joey just finding such success against a team that all season found themselves with the least amount of wins in the Cal League. Right now, they are there as well, 37 wins on the year for them.
The only inning that Visalia has not scored in this ballgame was inning number three. 1-1 pitch on the way, and Luis fouls that one off to the right side. The Cal will now move to 1-2. And talk about a team that struggled to win ball games. They are also dead last in the league when it comes to scoring runs. There's a Stockton team that has scored 438 so far in 2024. That 1-2 pitch is lifted into center field. Joseph Rodriguez will be underneath the white pill. He'll be there for the grab. And the inning will come to conclusion. Visalia puts together another long inning. Seven batters step up to the plate, including three hits and four runs. And at the end of four innings of work, Visalia 7, Stockton 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
La visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Nick Schwartz will lead things off here in the inning top of the Stockton order. Nick Schwartz, Derek Salome, Clark Elliott. 1-2-3 here in the top half of the fifth inning. And the pitch on the way is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Nick Schwartz so far in this ballgame, 0-2. A ground out and a fly out as well so far in this ballgame. Casey Anderson currently sitting at 6 strikeouts here in this ball game. And that pitch is downstairs for ball one, 1-1.
Very impressive, 6 strikeouts in today's game. We looked at last game, 7 punch-outs for him. So trying to meet last match's quota.
Well, has a chance to do it right here as that pitch is fouled backwards. So the count now 1-2. Nick Schwartz yesterday, an 0-3 ball game where he had a pair of walks, a strikeout as well. Schwartz will use the batter's timeout before getting ready to step back into the batter's box.
Saw Schwartz make a good play earlier at home.
And now that one's lifted into right center field. It'll drop in for a base hit. Anderson Rojas is able to get there. He'll pick it up with his bare hand. Here comes the toss. It is offline. And now a leadoff double here for Stockton.
And Joey really came off the bat like a laser. Nick Schwartz able to get on base. We'll get a chance to look at the replay there, but what a good on base. No outs on the board. A simple base knock. You look out there into center field. It goes towards the barn. You see at center field, Anderson Rojas throw it over to second. And now he's there.
Now a runner on second brings up Derek Salome to the plate. A pair of singles so far in this ball game. Casey Anderson will look at second base. Here's the pitch home. And that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Rawhide lead this ball game by 6. And last night's ball game, the Rawhide a 6-run defeat over the Ports in an 8-2 ball game. And now that one's ripped into right field as well. It'll be scooped up by Angel Ortiz. And that one will be tossed in. Crisantas unable to scoop it up. Adrian DeLeon provides backup. But that's all the play. We'll be runners on the corners here with no outs.
So, Joey, now we're starting to see something brewing here for the Ports. A four-run inning, last inning for the Rawhide. And now here, Casey Anderson starting to show his flaws as he has into the 80th pitch of the ball game. You see that one caught a piece of it there on the outside corner and a big swing towards the right field.
Well, typically after that first time through the order, the batters start to get a little bit more comfortable. This is the third time through the Ports order here, so you got to think each guy that goes back to that Stockton dugout, they're saying, this is what I'm seeing from the opposing pitcher right here. And with that little bit of knowledge, it starts to add up here, and you've seen that on the last two hits of the inning. 7-1 ball game here. Here's a pitch from Elliott, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Clark Elliott, 1-for-2 in the ball game. Single in the first, a strikeout looking back in the third. Casey Anderson looks over at first base, so get ready for the deal home. Holds at the chest. Here's the pitch. And that one is outside for ball two, 2-0. Clark Elliott on Wednesday night, the last time he batted in a ball game. He did appear last night as he came in as a pinch runner for Elvis Rijo after he was hit by two pitches in the forearm. He came in as a pinch runner, but on Wednesday's ball game, a day where he was 1-for-4, the 2-0 deal on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 2-1.
Trying to get a strike in the zone there. You're in a 2-1 count now, two runners on, runners in the corners. Not an ideal situation. You don't want to throw anything up in the zone as it allows runners to score. So try and keep it down in the dirt for a double play. Let's see what he can do here.
2-1 pitch. It's where he goes. He decides to go downstairs right at knee level. And the count is out, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, Joey, you just have to. You've seen Casey Anderson throw some pitches upstairs and allowed some hits in this ball game. Only a few, though. Only 7 for the Ports in this ball game. But, yeah, really need to throw it in the dirt for a double play.
You look at batters 1-3 so far in this ball game. They have combined for 5 of Stockton's 7 hits in this game. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Anderson. And that one is grounded to the right side. A chance to turn 2-4-6-3 in time. And it is a double play that allows a run to come home to score. And now the Ports back within 5. It's a 7-2 ball game. Take a look at the replay there. And we talked about these middle infielders. You got to talk about the connection between Torin and Luis, and they just make it look so fluid on the middle of the infield.
Yeah, Joey, they've both been in that position at shortstop and at second, so they know how to help each other out.
And 2 top 10 prospects in the Diamondbacks organization. Yancel Luis, 6. Torin, 7. 1-0, a two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way from Casey Anderson. And that's a breaking ball inside that's going to hit Miles Naylor. No, it did not. It ended up ricocheting off the glove of Adrian DeLeon.
Hey, Yancel Luis, he's picked up from the Dominican Republic in January of 2022. He's enjoying a $525,000 contract. You were just mentioning him after he made that nice play.
A very well-deserved contract at bat. The 2-0 pitch on the way. And that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 2-1. Talked about Miles Naylor all series long. The 2 older brothers currently playing in the American League with the Cleveland Guardians. Miles Naylor, the number 1 prospect out of Ontario, Canada, back in 2022. Miles Naylor bypasses commitment to play with Texas Tech. A guy who ran a 6.72 60-yard dash. And that one goes for strike number 2. Miles Naylor talking about that 60-yard dash. In 2023, that ranked him in the 94th percentile in all of perfect game.
Very impressive player at the plate. He could foul off any pitch. He loves to lead the team in walks as well. He leads in second in Cali.
And that one on the outside corner on this occasion, strike 3. Miles Naylor is running out for the second time. And for the second time this season, Casey Anderson, 7 punch-outs. We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia 7, Stockton 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Leading things off will be Kenny Castillo. Castillo Rojas were the only two batters to not step up to the plate in that four-run inning number four. And now the pitch on the way from Ryan Brown is swung on and missed, so the count moved to 0-1. Oh and one with no outs. Visalia has 7 runs on 8 hits so far in the ballgame. Brown will get ready for the deal home to Kenny Castillo. And that one is swung on and missed for strike two. And Kenny in his last at-bat, maybe 5 to 10 feet away from home run number 4 of the season.
Yeah, very good hit there. It's an RBI in this ballgame, helping his team get to one of those 7 runs.
No balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Kenny Castillo, 2 hits so far in the series. He talked about that hit back in inning number 1. Contributing to the 2-for-10 so far in the series, batting an even 200. The 0-2 pitch on the way from Brown, and that one is upstairs for ball 1, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes with no outs. Ryan Brown will sear down Kenny Castillo as he gets ready for the pitch. And that one is swung on and in the dirt. Kenny Castillo will have to run over to first base. The throw to first base is in time from Mario Gomez. There's one down here in the inning. And let's go through the numbers here for Ryan Brown in 2024.
Yes, Joey, Ryan Brown, the righty, 6'2", 219 pounds from Salem, Oregon. He has a 2-3 record, a 4.74 ERA, and 62 innings of work so far this season. He's given up 53 hits, 33 earned runs, 17 walks, and 68 strikeouts.
Those are the numbers for Ryan Brown. 3 years playing collegiately with the Oregon State Beavers out of the Pac-12 Conference. The one-out pitch on the way to Anderson Rojas is swung on and missed 0-1. The 2020 campaign for Ryan Brown appeared in 3 games. Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic would shut things down in around March of 2020. The college baseball season typically starts around February. And Anderson Rojas to the left side of the infield. He'll round first base. He'll go over to second. He'll be scooped up by the left fielder Clark Elliott. And that one's going to get past the second baseman B.J. Cook. Albert, a leadoff double here for Anderson Rojas.
Joey, so many games so far in Valley Strong Ballpark, you're able to identify one or two players that have made some big plays. That's not the case here today. Almost everyone for the Rawhide has been stepping up big. Anderson Rojas now with a hit. 9 hits now for the Rawhide.
Yeah, you mentioned that. The only player that has not gone on base in this ballgame, Christopher Torin, and just one of 2 players that have been held hitless in this ballgame. The other one, Adrian DeLeon, however, he has gone on base via the walk. And now here comes Jackson Feldner, who's been the hottest player of the last 2 days. The pitch on the way, that one's outside for ball 1, 1-0.
Yeah, Joe, you mentioned in the last 2 days, Jackson Feltner yesterday, a 3-run homer in the bottom of the fifth inning. That was the first home run for him since the month of June. Then what does he do, Joey? Well, he follows it up with a back-to-back home run performance. His first at-bat in the ballgame, a home run for him, and a big double earlier.
One ball, no strikes with one away. Here's a pitch from Brown, and that one is down the middle for strike number one. Jackson Feltner looking to make it a three-hit ball game right here. As we get ready for the deal here in just a moment. A hold at the chest here for Ryan Brown after coming in for a lead for Tom Reisinger. And a long glance at second before the deal home. And Jackson Feltner will watch that one clip the bottom of the zone. One ball and two strikes.
You take a look at that pitch there. And that's the one yesterday. That is the 2-3-run homer yesterday that hit his own face. No, that's the one today. My apologies. See, that's how many home runs he's hitting recently, Joey. I got to get mixed up on the replays. Don't know which one's which.
Back-to-back days of the homer with a 1-2 pitch on the way. Top of the zone. Feltner knew it as well. And there's now two down here in the inning.
And Joey, Ryan Brown brought into the ballgame for the Ports and probably for big reason, helping with Jackson Feltner at the plate, someone that hasn't seen his pitches yet in the ballgame.
So now with that, it will bring up the Rawhide catcher, Adrian DeLeon, to the plate. Talking about earlier, Ryan Brown, 3 years with the Oregon Beavers. 2020 appeared in three games. 2021, he would be redshirted. The pitch on the way, that one is a ground ball to the right side, broken twig. So the Cal moved to 0-1. In 2022 and 2023, he'd appear with the Oregon Beavers. And, in fact, that 2023 season, he played with the 2024 first overall pick, Travis Bazzana, out of Australia. Here's a look at the replay here on the jam shot, fouled off to the right side. But Travis Bazzana, the first overall pick in this year's draft, a couple weeks ago to the Cleveland Guardians. And in just Bazzana's third game, at the professional level, he had his first home run, a grand slam with the Lake County Captains. A cool little connection there for Brown and Bazzana. 0-1 with two away. A long pause once again. Get ready for the deal home. And that one's a swing and a miss. And the count now 0-2.
Yeah, Brown, really good control on his pitch there. Low in the zone and really catches DeLeon swinging there. Someone that hasn't got a hit in the ball game has some difficulty so far in the strike zone.
DeLeon looking to give Visalia their 10th hit of the ball game. As now he uses batter's timeout as he steps out of the batter's box looking already set. Rawhide looking to capture their fourth straight win. It has been an accomplishment this season that the Rawhide have been unable to get over the hump so far this year. No balls, two strikes, two away. Brown will agree with Mario Gomez as he gets ready for the pitch. A kick and fire home. The long pause once again. And Adrian DeLeon will foul that one off to the left side. Just as I described that, the analogy on our radio pregame earlier today, as the Rawhide riding the bike up the hill and just falling backwards, that is what win number five has felt like.
Yeah, Joey, it really has. And you've seen the Rawhide multiple times. They get three-game winning streaks, and they respond with four losses in a row, so ups and downs for the team.
Ryan Brown, a strikeout down the middle of the zone, back-to-back punch-outs, and the inning will come to conclusion. Visalia, one hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We are through five innings of work here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 7, Ports 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low.
Mario Gomez will step up to the plate here for Stockton as we move into the top half of the sixth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Mario Gomez 0-for-2 in the ballgame so far, a strikeout swinging and a flyout as well. New pitcher in the ballgame for Visale is the right-hander Teofilo Mendez. His pitch and change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Teo, and that one is fouled off to the left side.
Yeah, Joey, this part of the order due up for the Ports and a little bit of difficulty. Gomez striking out so far. You look at Joseph Rodriguez, the only one of seven hits for the Ports. And then you look at Nelson Beltran, he's hitless as well, and he's in the hole.
Trying to keep that part of the order hitless as well. No balls and two strikes and no outs. Here's the deal home. Strike three at the bottom of the zone. And Teo Mendez comes in the ballgame and strikes out the first batter he faces. And let's go through the numbers for Teo Mendez in 2024.
Teo Mendez on the year so far, a 1.48 ERA in 22 games of work. He's pitched 42 in a third inning. And on the year, he's given up seven earned runs in 22 games. Those are good numbers, Joey. He's also trucking out 49 batters and walked 16.
That ball is fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Justin, you talked about how good his numbers are. Look at them in the month of July. A 0.69 ERA, 13 strikeouts through 13 innings of work.
Yeah, Joey, in the month of July, only allowing one earned run as well, and that was on July 19th.
A one pitch on the way. That one is down the middle for strike two. You and all, he saw Mendez twice in Lake Elsinore, one on July 24th, one on July 28th. During that time, four and a third innings of work with three strikeouts and just one walk. That pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-2.
Joey, when I see pitchers like this on the mound, I realize why. Me and you could never become athletes. It's just such prowess it takes to be able to control the mound like that. You told me only one run given up in the month of July. That's insane.
That pitch is outside for ball two, 2-2. And Justin, on top of that, this is a guy who, when he was originally signed, he was signed as a shortstop, and now he's made his transition over to pitcher.
That's the stories that we love so much about the minor leagues is that one is swung on a miss. So, yeah, Joey, big strikeout there.
A big strikeout there. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. But going back to the point on Teo Mendez, I mean, the guy originally started off as a shortstop, played 2 years before he would eventually switch over to pitcher, and now he's been that long middle reliever all year long for the Rawhide.
It's just such a beautiful story, Joe. You talk about, we saw in this ballgame, Jackson Feltner at left field. You know, players can discover their new position all the time, but Teo Mendez, he said he wanted to pitch, and he went from shortstop to pitcher.
0-1 pitch. That one's lifted into center. Anderson Rojas retreats backwards. He's underneath it to make the grab in just the second three-up, three-down frame of the inning. And we are through 5.5 here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 7, Ports 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Friday night. Happy to have you to get the weekend started. Ryan Brown's pitch on the way is outside for ball one, 1-0. 7-2 ball game here in the bottom half of the inning. Here's the deal. And Ruben Santana is swinging a miss, and the count now 1-1. Ruben Santana's last at bat ended up driving in a run. It was a RBI single that would end up scoring Jackson Feltner. One ball and one strike with no outs. The pitch on the way from Ryan Brown working from the right side of the slab. And now a swing and a miss, strike number two.
Santana trying to get contact like he did earlier. He talked about going into this ball game. Someone that struggled to get hits, his first hit of the series, an RBI single earlier.
9-1-2 here in the inning. Ruben Santana getting ready to hand it off to Yancel Luis and Christopher Torin. And it was one of three hits in that four-run inning for the Hyde. The 1-2 pitch on the way. That one's bounced in for ball two, 2-2. Ruben Santana entered the day batting .203. With two home runs and 31 RBIs so far on the year. 2-2, no outs. Stare down here from Ruben Santana. Here's the punch home and a swing and a miss. So Ruben Santana will now be the third straight strikeout victim from Ryan Brown.
Yeah, Ryan Brown checking in the game and doing a lot better than the starter in today's ball game. Really stopping the offense from getting on base.
Since checking in the ballgame, Reisinger has given up just one hit. He's struck out four batters, retired three straight. And now Yancel Luis gets ready to step up to the ditch. From the right side of the slab, here's the fire home. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Justin, Olympic week continues to roll on. Yesterday was the Olympic hat giveaway, the red, white, and blue Rawhide Trucker hat. Today, the Rawhide basketball jersey giveaway sponsored by Nelson's Ace Hardware for the first 350 fans. Tomorrow night, plenty to be happy about on Saturday. Derek Carr replica Rawhide jersey giveaway sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. Post-game teddy bear toss and also fireworks as well. Going back to today's jersey giveaway. The 1-1 deal on the way. That one is swung on and foul tipped. Works perfectly because tomorrow morning at 8:15, USA men's basketball, their final game of the group stage.
Yeah, Joey, the favorite
for me in the Olympics, the USA men's basketball team coming off a 103-86 win to South Sudan. Looking forward to watching them perform against Puerto Rico tomorrow.
One ball, two strikes, one away. And that pitch is going to hit Yancel Luis on the inside ribcage on that right side. And he'll walk down the first base line.
Does not feel good there. See if we can get a replay of that one. But that pitch, definitely going to have to put an ice pack on the ribs later for Yancel Luis.
Slow walk down that first base line. This is joined by bench coach Jaime Del Valle. And right in the ribcage. That is one of the least favorite spots you'd like to get.
Yeah, Joey, and it just shows the brute strength of Yancel Luis for him to handle that hit there. I know so many of us, including me and you, would have sat on the dirt for a lot longer.
Yeah, I don't think I would remain in the ball game if that were the case. One out pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0.
Yeah, Joe, you're talking about USA men's basketball, though. Got to bring up their last performance at 103-86 win over South Sudan, a dominant one. This is the team they almost lost against in the exhibition stages. So that one's fouled off, backing away. But looking at the box score from that game, leading the team for the Team USA was Bam Adebayo, had 18 points. Surprising from him, someone that hasn't led the team so much in the season.
1-1 with one away. Green will get ready for the pitch. Ryan Brown with a long pause on the deal. And that one is in there for strike two. Another player that's been pretty impressive, though, Kevin Durant through those first two games.
Yeah, Joe, we talked about Kevin Durant that second game. He went off and went 8-for-9, 13 points for him. Great performance by him.
One ball, two strikes, one away. I'm coming deal home here in just a moment. However, a pickoff attempt over at first will force Yancel Luis to dive back in safely at first. One ball, two strikes, one away. Green at the plate. He's hitless in the ballgame. Adrian De Leon is hitless as well. 1-2 with one down. Small lead over at first for Luis. A fire home. A swing and a miss, and Green will be the second out of the inning.
And Joe, you look at the standings so far in the Olympics. China atop the pack with 13 gold medals. France in second with 11. Australia, the kangaroo country. Talk about BJ Cook, definitely watching his team. 11 gold medals for them. And in fourth, the United States, 9 gold medals. But Joey, this is based off of rankings by golds. If you do it by total medals, the United States lead the entire world with 43 of those.
Pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one. 1-0. Speaking of France, earlier today, lost to Team Germany in men's basketball. Final score, 85-71. The reigning world champions in men's basketball, Team Germany. 1-0 pitch on the way. We'll have to hold off as it goes the pickoff attempt over at first base. Once again, Yancel Luis having to get the jersey dirty as he dives back in safely. One ball, no strikes, two away. 9 hits compared to 7. Crisantas looking for his third hit of the night. Here's the pitch. That one's downstairs, ball 2. Yancel Luis decides he wants to go, and the pitch in the dirt will advance the runner into scoring position.
Don't care if you have a bionic arm. Good luck catching Yancel Luis on the bases. A fast base runner. Look at this one there. Not able to get to that one as it popped off the chest. Throw it over to second in time. No good. Yancel Luis makes it.
So now with the runner in scoring position, an RBI opportunity here for Demetrio Crisantas. A ball game where he is 2-for-3 so far. And a pause here before the deal. That one is downstairs, ball 3-0.
So, Joe, you talk about France losing to Germany in the Olympic men's basketball. You look at that team, and they have players like Dennis Schroeder, Franz Wagner, Daniel Tice, and you look at the scoring. Dennis Schroeder led the team with 26 points, actually tied with Franz Wagner. They both combined for 52 to help them win over France, 85-71.
So combined 52 runs between just two players, and then on the French side, all the different.
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama held to 45% from the field, the 7-foot alien only finished with 14 points and 12 rebounds. Had three turnovers, led the team in that category. So the Germany defense able to help them get a win over France. And, Joey, I was expecting France to go all the way with someone like Wembanyama on the lineup.
Wembanyama, favorite NBA player at the moment, in my personal opinion.
Well, just because you're a Spurs fan, Joey, and that's okay. No one listening is a Spurs fan, probably.
You're probably right.
I don't know how many Cal League listeners are a fan of the San Antonio Spurs, but if you are, good luck with Chris Paul. He's a great addition.
One ball, no strike, two away. Here's the deal, home. And Anel Ortiz will take that one in there for a strike, one and a one.
And can't forget Evan Fournier on the team as well. He had 10 points. Nicholas Batum, you might have remembered him on the Los Angeles Clippers. One of my favorite players in NBA 2K.
Well, there you go. There's that California connection there. One and one with two away. Anel Ortiz will foul that one backwards for strike number two. So it's been Olympic week all week long, especially as the weekend's gotten closer with the Team USA cap and the basketball jersey as well. Kid Olympics on Sunday, 1-2, 2-way. I'll get to my point here in just a moment. Here's a deal home from Ryan Brown, a swing and a miss. And it's going to have to wait another inning before I get to this point right here. Visalia, no hits, no runs, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through six innings of Warwick Ride, 7-2. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on MyTV 53.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Over the intercom system, John Williams' Olympic theme playing inside the ballpark. Who is John Williams? The composer for movie Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Swing and a Miss as well. Back to the Future? That's Hans Zimmer. Back to the Jurassic Park, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, top three film series that I could think of by John Williams.
I'm glad you answered the question that all of us were wondering, including the listeners at home and me sitting 3 feet away from you. Like, I was wondering, who is John Williams? And you answered the question right there.
Well, there you go. I always have a point to what I'm trying to say.
Did you make a point earlier? I don't know.
No, that's where we're about to get to. Jaws! John Williams made the team Jaws. Thanks to our camera operator, JT Gomez, for that one. He's a big summertime guy. 2-1 with no outs. The pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 3-3-1. But my point is not about famous musical scores. I'm going to go back to, Justin, we were talking about the Olympics. That is where we started last half inning. 3-1 with no outs. Here's the pitch from Mendez. Downstairs, ball 4. B.J. Cook will draw the walk. And as a result, it will now bring up Darlin Montero to the plate. But, Justin, I have to ask, what is your favorite Olympic moment? It could be summer or winter.
Joey, it's always going to be the 1992 Dream Team.
and I will always stand by that. I love that team, and I think I just their whole run, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, everyone on the team, got to love it. But I think you have a pretty historical favorite moment among Olympics. And I think it involves, I think, an Australian player or South African player?
South African swimmer. Were you alive for the 1992 Dream Team?
No, Joey. I was actually negative 10 years at that point.
Well,
it dumbfounded you there. You were not ready to respond to that one.
1-0 pitch on the way. Still still confused on your math yesterday on distances from our press box to home plate. But good job on the math there. 2 balls and no strikes. But, yes, my personal favorite Olympic moment was during the 2012 Summer Olympic Games. Michael Phelps, one of the most decorated Olympic swimmers of all time, competing in the 200-meter butterfly. Pickoff attempt at first. Chrysantas will apply the grab. Count remain 2-0. But Michael Phelps was competing in the London Olympic Games in the 200-meter butterfly. And a guy of the name of Chad Leclos was competing against him. He ends up beating Michael Phelps. The 2-0 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, 2-1. Chad Leclos beat Michael Phelps because he applied more pressure onto the wall whenever they both touched the wall. So Leclos ends up winning gold. Michael Phelps wins the silver in 2012. 2-1 pitch on the way from Teo Mendez to deal home. Broken bat, ground ball to the right side. Chrysantas will field, throw to second base, and that's all the play will be. But, Justin, I'll give you a real quick chance to comment on that play right there.
Yeah, broken bat there. How many times have you seen a broken bat in this ball game? Makes many listeners think there is a twister going on. Broken twigs left and right, and just a simple hit there, and now runner on with one out.
Right off the handlebars there. Good job by Chrysantas. He had to recover and toss over to second base in time. And now the fielder's choice will allow Montero to be on base with one away. Brings up Nick Schwartz to the plate. 2012 was also the main reason why I have been so passionate about the Olympic Games over the years. Remember watching the primetime, staying up till 1 a.m. with my mom back in 2022. And she kind of sparked that interest for me to watch the Olympic Games. But fast-forwarding to Rio in 2016, Chad Leclos mocking Michael Phelps in the warm-up room, staring him down on doing all these different dances. The 1-0 pitch, that one fouled off to the left side. Michael Phelps, the locked-in swimmer that he was, he would end up defeating Chad Leclos, and he would do the no, not today to Chad Leclos to win gold in the 2016 Rio Games. That would be Michael Phelps' last Olympic Games.
Well, Joey explained it so well. I got a visual of it in my head, and what an amazing moment there for Team USA. I mean, really a good revenge moment against South Africa.
1-1 pitches outside for ball two, but Michael Phelps, a good swimmer, but so far in these Olympic Games, we've also seen Katie Ledecky, who is now one of the most decorated Olympic swimmer of all time.
The aura on that swimmer there, I don't know if you've seen the shots of that one.
That one's popped up on the right side. DeLeon will pop off the mask, and he'll be underneath that one for out number two.
So yeah, Joey, Katie Ledecky, she won gold in the women's 1,500-meter freestyle, and in that event, Joey, there's footage on TikTok, social media going around. And she is the only swimmer in that shot. And just that is insane, Joey, the amount of strength she has to completely be ahead of everyone else by so far that the cameraman can't get any other swimmer in the shot. Such an impressive performance by Katie Ledecky, someone that's just breaking records left and right for Team USA.
Pitch on the way is in there for strike number one. And there's been all sorts of different crazy moments already. Team USA men's gymnastics winning their first bronze medal, or first medal in general in years. The U.S. men's national team in soccer making their first quarterfinal since 2000 in Sydney.
And Joey, I think you have two players that help us win a big medal, Crispy and Bacon.
As the first Olympic medals for Team USA, that was in the women's synchronized diving. That was the first day of the Olympics.
Yeah, Joey, I'll give you the full names of those players. Not all every day that you get a dynamic duo of swimmers that swam together their whole life, and their last names are Crispy and Bacon.
0-2-2. Hey, here's the pitch home. That one has popped off to the right side. Justin looks that up. Derek Salome so far in this ball game, 3-for-3.
Three singles, an RBI as well, and a stolen base. 0-2, a two down. Teo Mendez looking to send this to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Mendez from the right side of the slab. Here's the pitch. That one sent into center field. Racing in is Anderson Rojas. That one will drop in front of him. And now runners on first and second here with two away.
So Derek Salome able to get on base there with a nice hit into center field. And Joey just mentioning this earlier, it wasn't Crispy and Bacon. It's Sarah Bacon and Cassidy Cook. They took home the first medal in United States history. I mean, at the Players Olympics on Saturday afternoon during the silver women's 3-meter synchronized event. So that was the event that they got. They got the silver in the women's 3-meter synchronized event. They finished with 316.64 points. And Joey, these were two swimmers that actually swam together from the Houston suburbs.
I think every day that you call a game, the pitch on the way is outside. You find a way to link things back to Houston. You did it yesterday with Matthew Linsky as well.
Yeah, Joey, I mean, Houston, a huge city in the country. Fourth largest. It goes back and forth with Chicago. Sometimes it's the third largest. Now it's the fourth largest.
One ball, no strikes, two away. The pitch on the way from Mendez. That one's inside for ball one. Ball two, should say. You and I have been talking about the Paris Olympics since last week against Lake Elsinore. If you've been listening to the games live at mycalerawhide.com. But the biggest producers in Olympic talent have been the largest states in the country. As that one's grounded to the right side. It'll be fielded by Angel Ortiz. He'll scoop it up. Bases all of a sudden are loaded here for the Ports as Miles Naylor will step up to the plate.
Yeah, Joey, you talked about the different states bringing in Olympians. You look at California. Coincidentally, the California state has the most athletes coming from it. 145 U.S. citizens are Olympics from the state of Texas. That includes all Olympic and Paralympic athletes for Team USA. And second, you have to go to Florida with 47. Texas in third with 46.
We'll have a Mound Visit here. Mound Visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health now open in Visalia.
So, Joey, there's two states in the United States that only got one Olympian to the Olympics. Now, there's a lot of states to guess, so I'm not going to give you all the guesses in the world, but I'll give you a chance here to guess those states that only gave up one Olympian to the Olympics.
So you're telling me there is two states that had one athlete only?
Yes. Out of 50. It's a perfect time to get a shot at the American flag.
Does every state have an athlete?
You see here, there are no Olympic or Paralympic athletes from North Dakota,
okay,
Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. So you can take those three off.
Well, that
does not help.
That spoils the plan right there, because my Wyoming was going to be the guess I was going to say. First pitch on the way from Teo Mendez, Miles Naylor. That one's downstairs for ball one. Can I get a second hit?
It's in the northeast.
Maine.
There you go. There's one. Now another one. This is an island.
Hawaii?
The U.S. Virgin Islands has one.
1-0 pitch. That one's popped up on the right side. Underneath it will be the first baseman, Demetrio Crisantes, and he makes the grab, and he'll hug Adrian DeLeon in the process, and the inning will come to conclusion. Stockton, their largest chance of the ball game. They had bases loaded. However, they will leave all three on base, and we enter the bottom half of the seventh inning. Visalia 7, Stockton 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. a comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at SailorRawhide.com and MyATV53. 7-2 ball game. Kenny Castillo will lift this one into right field. Should stay in the ballpark as Nelson Beltran will patrol that one, and he'll make the grab for out number one.
Joey, the score looks so similar to yesterday's ball game. The score yesterday, a final one of 8-2. Right now, exactly on pace for the same one, a 7-2 score right now.
So now you got Anderson Rojas getting ready to step up to the plate here for the Hyde. Kenny Castillo has flown out twice to right field in this ball game. The one-out pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1.
You know, Joey, the score very different, but looking at the hits in this ball game, very even, 9 hits for the Ports.
0-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Strike number 2, and it's just lack of capitalizing in this ball game so far here for the Stockton Ports.
Joey, as we enter a new month of August, it's going back to look at July's record. The Rawhide finished July 12-11, a winning month for them. It would be interesting to see how they finished August. Their last losing month was May, where they finished 10-14.
0-2 with one away. A pitch on the way, and that one is in the dirt for ball number one. And if you want some motivation here on this Friday night, saw a quote one time, if you win a couple days in the week, you win the week. If you win a couple weeks in the month, you win the month. If you win a couple months in the year, you win the year. That doesn't just apply to baseball. That applies to your daily life as well.
Wow, Joey, I'm so inspired here. So are all the listeners in the California League. What a piece of inspiration there. I definitely believe that's your own quote.
One ball, two strikes, one away. We'll say it was my own quote.
Definitely not from David Goggins.
1-2 pitch on the way. And that one is on the inside corner for ball 2-2-2. But it's a true quote, though. I mean, if you think about it, think about just the players. These players come out every single day. And Jackson Feltner kind of said this last night. These guys come out every single day, winning five in a row, losing five in a row. It does not matter. These guys come out every single day, and they grind. And what is the main point of their goal? Is to one day make it to the major league level.
Yeah, Joey, that is their goal. And I mean, every day is another chance for him to stick to what works, and you got to win every day and win the month, win the year, and really win your own career. That's how you do it. You got to start from the minor leagues to make it up.
And speaking of Jackson Feltner, that's a guy who steps up to the plate now for Visalia. A ball game where he is 2-for-3, a 2-run home run, a single as well. He's only been retired once in this ball game. He struck out looking. Now the pitch from Ryan Brown has swung on and missed. And the count is now 0-1. Take a look at the replay earlier in this ball game. A ball that just barely crept over the left field yellow chalk on that boarding out at left field. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Brown. Ground ball to the right side. A sneak on through. Jackson Feltner has a 3-hit day in the Rawhide pinstripes.
What a night for him. A 3-hit night. And a big swing there. Jackson Feltner really just getting things going for the Rawhide today. Just been hot since yesterday. I don't know when he'll ever cool down, Joey. It'll be interesting to see if he does tomorrow.
And right there, he's not trying to fight, trying to go off his field. He takes advantage of what is presented in front of him and sneaks it through the right side of the infield. So now it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Here's the pitch home, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0.
Joe, you've talked about famous quotes, your favorite quotes. I got to say my favorite one. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost over 300 games. And 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I've missed. That's Michael Jordan. So of all the times you can fail, don't worry. There's plenty of opportunities you can succeed.
1-0 pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball 2-0. A good point. I mean, Michael Jordan has had so many powerful lessons you could talk about. I mean, obviously getting cut from his high school basketball team, and look at where it took him.
Joey, six championships with the Chicago Bulls, two three-peats.
To a pitch on the way. That one is in there for a strike. The count now 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two-way. Adrian DeLeon looking to get a base knock here. One of two hitless batters so far in this ball game here for the Rawhide. And that one is grounded off to the left side, 2-2.
Now it's just a competition in the dugout. Hey, we all got hits. You need to get yours right now. Every player trying to take their chance of getting a hit in this ball game. 10 hits from the Rawhide today. You look at 8 hits yesterday. That's 18 hits in the last 2 days.
Fellner leads the team with 3 hits in this ball game. You got a pair from Demetrio Crisantes. Yancel Luis, a pair as well. So between just 3 guys, a combined 7 out of the Rawhide, 10 hits. 2-2 at 2A here for Adrian DeLeon. A long pause here by the pitcher Ryan Brown. The pitch home to DeLeon, and it's grounded over to the third base side.
Joey, it's really interesting to see how different this Rawhide team is compared to the beginning of the season. You saw them facing against Stockton in a 6-game series. Rawhide found themselves in a losing streak there, and then they come here in Valley Strong, and they've just completely turned it around. It's so different how teams can play away and home.
You talk about Lake Elsinore, one of the hardest places in all of California to receive wins.
Yeah, Joey, the best win record in the entire Cal League at home they have, and it was really fun to watch those games there, Joey. The Storm really never gives up in any ball game. Such good hitters on that team. We talked Leah Dallas DeVries, Roseman Verdugo. The Mutants is what they're calling them, correct?
Last Friday it was a ball game. Visalia lost by 1. The payoff pitch on the way is upstairs for ball 4. The next night, the Rawhide lost by 10, and it also goes back to the point of how different each and every night goes. Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon, should say, the Rawhide led going into the 8th inning, and then the game just kind of slipped away from them.
And just slipped away from them in a heartbreaking game there. But you have to think, Joey, those losses really helped them get into a groove and helped them get some momentum towards this winning streak. And sometimes those rough games, like Jackson Feltner was telling me after the game yesterday, he had a monkey on his back. Those losses can really get to your head and make you struggle as a hitter. And so far in a 3-game winning streak, look how good Jackson Feltner's done over the last 2 days, Joey. 3 hits in this ball game, if I'm correct.
He has been confident at the plate, and it has led to a Rawhide 5-run lead here in the bottom half of the 7th inning. We have a pitching change here in downtown Visalia. When we come back, we'll have the new numbers. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only 3 things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Ruben Santana will step up to the plate with 2-way. And the pitch on the way, that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Brian Ercicchio, the new pitcher in the ballgame here for the Stockton Ports. He is the sixth batter of the inning, Ruben Santana. 0-1 with two way. Here's the pitch. And that one's on the outside corner for ball one, 1-1. Ruben Santana in this ball game, 1-for-3. A single, a flyout, and a strikeout as well. One ball, one strike, two way. Runner on second, Jackson Feltner. Meanwhile, at first, you got Adrian De Leon. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Outside, ball two, 2-1. Right, 10 hits so far in this ball game on a game that's closing in on 2.5 hours long. Versticchio will steer down Ruben Santana as he gets ready for the pitch. Vasile leads this ball game by 5, and Ruben punches that one into left field. Back at the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. Ruben Santana goes yard, and Vasile captures her 10th run of the ball game, 10-2.
That's how you get back into the action. Ruben Santana had hitting struggles before today, and now 2 hits in the ball game, an RBI single earlier, and this one feels even better, a 3-run homer for him.
It's got to feel that much better when you've been hitless entering the day, and Ruben Santana banks it off the bottom of the scoreboard in left field, and the Rawhide lead this ball game by 8.
And that one, Joey, just broke this entire ball game open. No pressure here for the batters.
Ground ball to the left side, fielded by Naylor. A throw to first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. 3-run home run from Ruben Santana by Sally at 10, Stockton 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Sam Knowlton due up here in the top. Sam Knowlton, new pitcher in the ballgame here in the top half of the eighth, and it's Mario Gomez due up. Joseph Rodriguez, Nelson Beltran as well, 5, 6, and 7. Gomez bats from the left side of the plate. Sam Knowlton's pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-1. The former South Alabama Jaguar, Sam Knowlton on the mound, comes in at 6'8" for the Rawhide, drafted in last summer's 2023 MLB draft. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball 2-1. Last inning for Stockton. They left the bases loaded despite 2 hits in the inning. 2-1 deal on the way. That one swung on and missed. And the count is now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Coming pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball three, 3-2. Right, six outs away from capturing their fourth straight win. Sam Nolan looking for his first punch out as this one is grounded to the right side and foul. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Ride captured another three runs in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Another three-run home run here in the series. 3-2, no outs. Here's the deal home. This one's popped up on the left side. Sam Nolan will point up at it. Adrian DeLeon won't have enough room. It'll bounce one row up into the bleachers.
See all the kids scurrying for that foul ball there, but DeLeon not afraid at all to go right up to the net, even his nose touching it, trying to make a catch, but no, it goes on the other side of it.
Seeing the ride, players using every square inch of that infield apron. I see the young fan there getting the ball. The 3-2 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into right field. Going backwards is Angel Ortiz. 10 steps in front of the warning track. He's there for the grab for out number one. And let's go through the numbers for Sam Nolan here in 2024.
Yes, Joey, the 6'8" righty, 255-pound 24-year-old from Birmingham, Alabama, enters the game with, so far on the year, so far a 4-4 record, a 4.88 ERA in 31 innings of work. He's given up 17 earned runs, 29 hits, and 39 strikeouts. Take a look at the numbers there.
Pitch on the way from Sam Nolan. That one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Deo Mendez's ball game officially over as the second pitcher of the ball game for Visalia. Mendez, two innings of work, two hits, no earned runs, a pair of strikeouts and a walk as well. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one swung on and missed. Strike number one.
It's a big swing and a miss there for Joseph Rodriguez. Right now you're down eight. You really just have to go swing it for the barn here.
Joseph Rodriguez, 1-for-3 in the ball game. That one is downstairs for ball two, 2-1. Joseph Rodriguez, just two hits so far in the series. A combined 2-for-15. Nolan's 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. Rodriguez entered the day batting 200. A pair of homers. Seven RBIs as well. Nelson Beltran awaits on deck. He's been held hitless in this ballgame as well. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Nolan from the right side of the slab. Here's the pitch home. Slow ground ball to the third base side. It should lead to a hit. It sure enough will. And that ball kind of just bouncing around in no man's land. And it is a one-out single here for Joseph Rodriguez.
Yeah, the port's not asleep yet. You're still in this ball game, and a big hit there from Joseph Rodriguez. You bring a runner on base, and you bring the chances of getting close to tying it even closer. You see that one just right there, a little dribbler, and allows him to get there in time.
And now you got Nelson Beltran at the plate, just one hit in the series. 0-for-3 in the ball game. A pair of ground outs, a fly out as well. The one out pitch on the way. That one is inside for ball one, 1-0. A combined 21 hits so far here in this ball game between Visalia and Stockton. 1-0 with one away, and now that pitch is swung on, and the count will move to 1-1. Tomorrow's night's ball game, a 6:30 first pitch. The final 6:30 game of the series before we turn the page to Sunday afternoon at 12:05. Daniel Nunez on the mound for Visalia tomorrow. Meanwhile, on Sunday afternoon, it'll be the righty Denny LaRondo. One ball, two strikes, one away. Here's a pitch from Nolan, and that one is fouled off to the right side. Looking at those next two pitchers, Justin. Daniel Nunez, a very respectable ERA in the month of July, and Denny LaRondo leads the team in strikeouts.
Yeah, Joey, I'm really looking forward to that Sunday matchup, LaRondo and Echeverria. Those are two really good pitchers for both these groups. Echeverria, a top prospect for the Athletics, and you look at Denny LaRondo, a real good pitcher for the team, leads the team with strikeouts as well.
Two balls, two strikes, one away. Exciting next two games coming up. And the Rawhide hopefully will look to win game number five of the series tomorrow as that pitch is upstairs for ball three, 3-2. Meanwhile, for Stockton, it will be Alejandro Manzano. tomorrow, 4-1 with a 4.82 ERA. And as Justin mentioned, Steven Acheverria, 0-3 with a 5.36 ERA. A swing and a miss here for Nelson Beltran. He sat down for the fourth time in this bowl game, and there's 2-away.
So 2-away now for Knowlton. And, Joe, you talk about Nunez tomorrow. That's a player that has had a sub 2.0 ERA in the month of July. You look at that pitch there, inside corner. Caught swinging on that one. And that's the 10th strikeout of the game.
10th strikeout of the game brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. That one is lifted up by the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. Second hit of the frame, and it will hand it off to Darlin Montero.
And this has been the story of the ball game for the Ports. 11 hits in this ball game, but not being able to bring anybody home. That has been the story today. You look at runners in scoring position for the Ports so far. They are 3-for-12.
Talk about the 3-for-12, 8 left on base as well. Their most promising opportunity last inning where they left 3. That pitch is high and outside for ball 1-0. Darlin Montero, a double back in the third. The lone time he's gone on base in this ball game. And now that pitch is downstairs for ball 2-0. Rod looking for their 29th home win here in 2024. After tonight's ball game, there's 13 more home games left on the calendar. Rod will have 6 against Rancho, August 13th through the 18th. And then they will end the month of August against the Fresno Grizzlies, August 27th. Through September 1st. 2-0 with 2-way. The pitch from Knowlton's upstairs for ball 3, 3-0. And Justin, as you look at the white and the red on the calendar over this next month, the big eye popper here is Rancho over 12 games over the next month.
Yeah, Joey, Rancho, a team that the Rawhide have built a rivalry against.
Pitches inside for ball 4, so all of a sudden it will load the bases. Montero first. Cook at second, and Joseph Rodriguez at third.
Joey, big time here for the Ports, but you look and you talked about Rancho, a team that's leading the South Division right now with a 19-14 record in the second half, and that's what it's really going to come down to, Joey, those matchups against Rancho. If you want to make it into the playoffs, you're going to have to win against a team that you've seen multiple times this series. You look at the last time they faced Rancho, the Rawhide got 2 wins in Rancho, then they came here for 4th of July. Able to get 2 wins in that series. One win, I remember, Demetrio Cresantes' first walk-off win, and that came on 4th of July, a homer into left field. As you see a shot of him there on the field. And yeah, Joey, they're going to really have to do good against that team, Rancho Cucamonga. You look back in June, they tied them in a series against Rancho at Rancho, and then at home in May 7th through the 12th, the Rawhide lost that series. They took 2 wins out of the 6 games in Valley Strong in April.
Yeah, so that's a really crucial part of the schedule. That's 2 weeks in 2 weeks' time now against the Quakes, and that has definitely got to be the red marker on the schedule right now as that pitch is upstairs for ball 1-0. Not to mention you play Rancho, and a balk here for Sam Knowlton, so a run will come home to score. And now it's a 10-3 ball game. Knowlton never getting fully set allows the run to come home to score.
A careless mistake there by Sam Knowlton. Something we have seen in this ball game now twice. A balk from the Ports earlier, now a balk on the run.
So that first pitch discarded. So now the first pitch of the at-bat on the way is upstairs for ball 1-0. We talk about that series after Rancho. Visalia will play Inland Empire on the road for 6 games. That's another important series as well because the 66ers currently in 4th place in the South. 1-0, 2-way. And that pitch is upstairs for ball 2-0.
Yeah, Joey, you talk about Inland Empire, that series, another series that the Rawhide should have success against, a team that's currently sitting last in the South Division, only 14 wins in the second half, 39 wins on the year.
2 balls, no strikes, 2-way. Knowlton's pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball 3-0.
And Knowlton finding some trouble here in the ball game. Now you got runners on the bases. And you don't want to be throwing balls here.
Sam Nolan already one walk already since checking into the ball game to begin this eighth inning. And now that pitch is on the outside corner in there for a strike, 3-1.
And Joey, look at his last performance on July 27th at Lake Elsinore. Came in and gave up three walks there. And you look at July 25th as well, got the loss there in his performance, allowing two walks and a run.
3-1 with 2A. The pitch from Nolan's on the outside corner, and that one's in there for strike number two.
Very good strike there, able to get the outside of the corner. We'll see what he can do here. A lot of pressure for the 6'7" player.
Three balls, two strikes, 2A. Sam Nolan will stare down Nick Schwartz, a guy batting 2 points below 200. And the payoff pitch is downstairs for ball four, so it'll be Sam Nolan's second straight walk. And once again, the bases will be loaded. So now Derek Salome will step up to the plate, but that will be the end of the ball game for Sam Nolan. We'll see a new arm facing off against Salome. Watching Rawhide Baseball on my TV 53. Rawhide lead this ball game 10-3.
Things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh shoot, make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months. Or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible zero...
Rawhide Baseball here on my TV 53. Visalia leads this ball game 10-3 against visiting Stockton Ports, a single-A affiliate of the Oakland A's. And Hayden Dirk will be the new pitcher to check into this ball game for the third arm, Sam Nolan, who faces six batters before he's taken out of the ball game. Pitch on the way from Dirk, and that one's on the outside corner. It's in there for strike number one. Go through the numbers here for Hayden Dirk.
Yeah, show you the 6'1" righty from Abbeville, Louisiana. Enters the year, a 2-0 record, 31 games he's appeared in. He's struck out 26 batters, walked 32, and given up 12 runs.
And pitch on the way from Dirk, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1.
So, Joe, you better hope that Aiden Dirk ate his Wheaties today, because he's playing against a guy that's 4-for-4 today, Derek Salome. This is not the guy you want to face at the plate with runners on.
Yeah, Derek Salome, 4-for-4, an RBI as well. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-2.
How big would a strikeout be here for Hayden Dirk to just check into the ball game and relieve this situation for the Rawhide?
Trying to sit down Salome for the first time in this ball game. 1-2, a two-way. Hayden Dirk will stare down the Ports third baseman. Ground ball up the middle. Yansel awaits an underhand toss to Taurine, and the inning will come to a conclusion, and Visalia allows one run on two hits, no errors, and three runners left on base. Bottom of the eighth we go. By Salia at 10, Stockton 3. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on MyTV 53.
New Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop. Have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Christopher Torin still hitless in this ballgame. He's 0 for 4. He'll be looking for his first hit of the ballgame. He struck out, grounded out twice, and flown out. And the pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one. 1-0.
So everyone's trying to get a hit on the team. We'll see if Torin can get one. And you have Cresantes due up as well, someone that has two doubles in this ballgame.
I'm going to pitch on the way. Here's the deal. That one is outside for ball two, 2-0. So Tureen, De Leon looking for base hits. De Leon likely won't be able to get another at-bat in this ballgame unless Visalia puts together a strong inning, which they've done in each of the first seven. And now Tureen will foul that one backwards for strike number one. Justin Visalia's shortest inning of the ballgame so far was inning number three, where they brought up four batters to the plate. That included one of two Cresantes' doubles. 2-1 pitch on the way. That one is in there for a strike. It's now 2-2.
Yeah, Joey, really been a long bottom innings in this ball game for the Rawhide. The Port's not able to sit them down in order. Three up, three down.
2-2 pitch on the way, and Torin will get his first hit of the ball game. Rips it right up the middle for a base hit, and the Rawhide have a runner aboard as Demetrio Cresantes will step up to the plate.
Wow, Joey, if you've just been watching this game so far, it feels like a complete opposite affair when it comes to hitting. 12 hits today for the Rawhide, 11 for the Ports. The bats have just been flowing here today in Valley Strong.
Offense driving here for Visalia as Demetrio Cresantes will get ready to step up to the plate. 2-4-3 ball game, and Cresantes will take that one down the middle for strike number one. Demetrio Cresantes, a double in his first at-bat in the first inning. His lone run he scored in this ballgame. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one's grounded to the left side. And a stick past the third baseman, Derek Salome. Terrain will round second base. He'll hold up there, and Visalia runners on first and second here with no outs.
Joey, the way that Rawhide is hitting right now makes it look like their difficulties on easy mode. They're just going off today. Look at that one right through the left field, the left side of the infield. Demetrio Cresantes going off, all the Rawhide going off. Now that's the 13th hit of the ball game. Really have had a great eye on the pitches from the Ports.
Third pitcher in the ball game here for Stockton. Now Visalia looking to continue to add on runs here in a 7-run ball game. Angel Ortiz over the second baseman, B.J. Cook's head. That'll be scooped up by Nelson Beltran. Bases are loaded, and here comes Kenny Castillo to the plate.
14 hits now, Joey. Back to back to back. Really tough inning here for Rusticcio.
Now Kenny Castillo steps up to the plate with bases loaded. I'm going to tack on a couple more runs here for the Hyde. Kenny Castillo, 1-for-4 so far in this ballgame with an RBI single back in inning number one. The pause at the belt. Here's the deal home. And Kenny will foul that one off to the right side, 0-1. So another four batter inning at the minimum here for the Hyde. Kenny Castillo will get ready for the pitch. You got Angel Ortiz over at first base. You got Demetrio Crisantes at second. Christopher Torino at third. Kenny will ground this one to the third base side and foul, so the count will move to 0-2.
Joey didn't get to see the pretty sunset tonight. Maybe I just didn't notice it. A lot longer ball game here today.
I don't think it was necessarily as nice of a sunset earlier today. But last night, wow, what a sunset that one was. The orange and blue looked delicious. 0-2, no outs.
Don't talk about cotton candy. I'm getting hungry.
Cotton candy. Orange Julius is what you mentioned yesterday. I've never had an orange Julius. You said they have that at Dairy Queen?
Yes, Joey. Drive yourself to the nearest Dairy Queen and order an orange Julius.
0-2 pitch on the way. Kenny Castillo, a swing and a miss. And the strikeout brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate.
Joey, listeners might be wondering what orange Julius is. Actually, it was a classic drink in American pop culture. It was an orange dreamsicle-type shake, and traditionally it's made with orange juice and an egg, but I don't make it that way. You just go to Dairy Queen. No egg involved, no orange juice involved. It still tastes as good.
So what is it at Dairy Queen then?
Dairy Queen, it's just an orange dreamsicle shake is the best way I could describe it. You know what a dreamsicle is, correct?
Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, B.J. Cook. He nearly lost it. Great recovery, however. A throw to first in time, but Christopher Torino scores, now 11-3.
I'd love to see a replay of that there. B.J. Cook, the kangaroo on the team for the Ports. You look at this one, dribbler there. Popped it up with his glove, tossed it over to his bare hand, and a simple throw to first made it look so routine for him, the player from Perth, Australia, on the lineup.
Torino will come home to score. Demetrio Crisantes will go to third. Angel Ortiz will go to second. That pitch is inside for ball 1-1-0. Just confirming, we're talking about dreamsicles. Are you talking about those orange popsicles with the white in the middle?
Yes, Joey, that is a dreamsicle. That is what 90% of America knows is a dreamsicle besides you.
1-0 pitch on the way. I don't call it a dreamsicle. I call it a, what do I call it?
Yeah, see, no one would know.
I call it a creamsicle. I thought that's what they were called.
No, Joey, your whole life you maybe were mishearing it. Like, I thought it was pronounced parallel parking and not parallel parking my whole life. That was something I had to find out just a few years ago.
1-1 pitch on the way. Counts out 2-1. You know, when I think of Orange Julius, that used to be a restaurant, wasn't it?
No, Joey.
I don't know. The only thing I think of whenever I think of Orange Julius, I think of Stranger Things Season 2.
Ice cream shop?
No, not. Chips Ahoy or whatever that place is. That's not what it's called either. 2-1 with two away. Here's a pitch of Feltner. Swing and a miss. Strike number two. There's a scene where there's that monster in Stranger Things Season 2.
The Demogorgon.
Yes! And they're inside of the mall. And when they're fighting it, they have all the different restaurants inside the mall. And Orange Julius was one of the stores in the background. I'm pretty sure it used to be a place.
We'll search it up later.
2-2 pitch on the way. Jackson Feltner, a swing and a miss. Strike three. And to bring the inning to a conclusion, however, a trio of hits for Visalia is able to put a run across the board. We head into the top half of the ninth inning. Ride 11, Ports 3. You're watching Ride Baseball on MyTV 53.
From minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey.
But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top half of the ninth inning. Hayden Dirk remains on the mound. It is Clark Elliott, Miles Naylor, Mario Gomez, 3, 4, and 5 due up here in the inning. First pitch of the at-bat is outside for ball one. 1-0, and Justin tried to prove me wrong, but he did not. I got the proof in the pudding right here. Orange Julius is a official restaurant. It is a part of the chain Dairy Queen. The 1-1 pitch on the way. The reason you may have never seen it, if you don't know what Orange Julius is, it's mainly found in shopping malls, which would fit perfectly with the analogy with Stranger Things Season 2. That's the explanation behind that one. Two balls and a strike with no outs. Clark Elliott will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. And that one is outside for ball 3-1. Orange Julius, an American chain of beverage stores known for a frothy fruit drink also called an Orange Julius. The chain has been in business since the late 1920s. The signature beverage, this is what Justin was talking about a moment ago when he was talking about eggs. The signature beverage, a mix of ice, orange juice, sweetener, milk, powdered eggs, and vanilla flavoring. A 3-1 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball four. So Clark Elliott will draw the walk. And now the third time he's gone on base safely in this ball game, and now it brings up Miles Naylor to the plate. We talk about Orange Julius across the country, 962 locations. The headquarters in Edina, Minnesota. I just looked during the break. Are there any Orange Juliuses in the nearby area? Typed in Visalia. There are not any within a 25-mile radius. So your best bet is to go to a local Dairy Queen and get it there. You're not going to find an Orange Julius standalone anywhere within a 25-mile span. 1-0 with no outs. That pitch is on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. 1-1. It was actually... interesting thing, in fact, about it, we talk about the state of California and the brand. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Hayden Dirk. Here's the deal home. Swung on and missed, strike two. Oh, yeah. The drink grew out of an orange juice stand that opened in L.A. in 1926 by creator Julius Fried. Sales were modest at first, about $20 a day. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal. And that one is strike three on the outside corner, so there's one down here in the inning. Third time in this ballgame, Miles Naylor has been struck out. Second time he's been struck out looking. Let's take a look at the replay here. Outside corner, strike three, so it brings up Mario Gomez to the plate. Sales would increase through the years. Then in the 1950s and 60s, Orange Julius would be sold at outlet malls. That one's lifted into right field. We'll stay in the yard. Onel Ortiz is underneath that one. There's two way. We'll finish up this story real quick. And it's actually the official drink of the 1964 New York World's Fair Exposition. There's all your knowledge on food and beverage for this broadcast. Gone through quite a bit tonight. As Joseph Rodriguez steps up to the plate. Different quotes, Olympic update, food and beverage. Everything you've needed today. That pitch is upstairs in there for strike number one. Defensive indifference as Clark Elliott will go over to second base. Point is being, we talked about musical compositions as well, movies, favorite Olympic moments, the 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-2. I say all that because I hope you learned something today. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast, take something new, maybe you take a laugh home as well. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. for Game 5 of the six-game series. For the win right here, that one is upstairs, ball one, 1-2. Joseph Rodriguez so far in this ball game, 2-for-4. A pair of singles and a 2 strikeouts. 1-2 strikes, 2-wave. Visalia leads 11-3 here in game 4. The pitch outside, ball 2-2. Manager D. Gardner has used 4 different pitchers in this ball game. He started with Casey Anderson, moved to Teo Mendez, Sam Nolden, and Hayden Dirk here for pitcher number 4, and what is hopefully pitcher 4 of 4. 2-2 strikes, 2-away. The pause at the belt. Pitch on the way. Inside corner, ball 3-2. Hayden Dirk was ready to walk off the mound. Here's a look at the replay. And he could say it was just a bit inside for the ball. What? So Hayden Dirk will take a little circle around the mound before he'll step his right foot back on the rubber. Payoff pitch on the way, outside, ball 4. It will draw a 2-out walk, and with that it will bring up Nelson Beltran to the plate. Now Nelson Beltran will get ready to dig in. A ball game where he is 0-for-4. A batter who has been held hitless in this ball game alongside Miles Naylor, Mario Gomez. The 3 players for the Stockton team who have been held hitless. Meanwhile, on the Visalia side of things, the only hitless batter in this ball game today was Adrian DeLeon. However, he did get on base twice in this game. 1-0, 2-way, half swing here, but that pitch is outside for ball 2, 2-0. Taking a look at the replay here. Outside and goes around. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 2, 2-1. 2 balls and a strike here with 2 down. Visalia 14 hits, Stockton 11, a combined 25 hits in this ball game. No errors from either one of these 2 clubs. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed for Beltran, and the Ports are down to their final strike. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2-away. Dirk was ahead in the last at-bat. He ended up walking Joseph Rodriguez. Looking for redemption right here. 2-2 pitch on the way. Downstairs, ball 3-2. Re-grab, dirt on the hands right here. Some of the Rawhead fans standing and ready for the win right here. They need 1 more strike. Runners in motion, payoff pitch on the way. That one will sail high over the head of Beltran. B.J. Cook will step up to the plate with bases loaded. Now B.J. Cook will step up, and we'll have another mound visit here as Hayden Dirk will walk back as his Rawhide infield will come in. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health now open in Visalia. Now the home plate umpire, Larry Pettis, will make his way out to the mound to break up the conference on the bump. Ready to resume play once again. A ball game that has surpassed 3 hours long, 3 hours and 2 minutes. DJ Cook will get ready to step in once again. He is 1-for-3 in the ball game. He has walked as well here in this ball game. Two down here in the inning. Hayden Dirk holds at the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is inside for ball one, 1-0. 1-0, 2 strikes. Visalia leads his ball game by 8, and B.J. Cook will get ready for the deal. That one is upstairs and in there for a strike, 1-1. One ball, 1-2. Bases are loaded here for Stockton, and that pitch is upstairs for ball 2-1. Ride pitching has thrown a combined 11 walks in this ball game. Excuse me, 7 walks in this ball game, 11 strikeouts. 2-1 with 2-way. Here's the deal home, a swing and a miss. And now B.J. Cook is down to his final strike. The count moves to 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2-way. Hayden Dirk looking for the win right here. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded up by Torin. He'll gather and throw to first base in time. And Visalia with that ground ball captures the series. They've won 4 straight wins. And tomorrow night they'll look to capture their 5th straight. It would be the longest winning streak of the season if the Rye can find a way to capture the win after 27 outs tomorrow night. Final score here in Visalia. The Rawhide, 11 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 3 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. Tomorrow night's ball game, a 6:30 first pitch with Daniel Nunez on the mound. He'll be facing off against the right-hander Alejandro Manzano for this Saturday night. Tickets on sale now at VisaliaRawhide.com. We'll get to wrap things up at VisaliaRawhide.com for post-game coverage for our broadcast right here on MyTV 53. Joe Gonzalez saying, have a great night. And go Rawhide.
Keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. Let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Final score tonight, the Rawhide 11, the Ports 3. The Rawhide now riding a 4-game winning streak after riding a 5-game losing streak entering the week after a tough 5-6 series loss against the Lake Elsinore Storm. But going through today's ball game, the Rawhide would get on the board first to begin this ball game thanks to a pair of singles in the bottom half of the first inning. It would be an RBI knock from Kenny Castillo that would end up scoring Demetrio Crisantes. At the end of one inning of work, the Rawhide led the ball game 1-0. Then in the bottom half of the second inning, Jackson Feltner goes yard for the 2nd straight game, and the Rawhide lead 3-0 heading into the top half of the 3rd inning. Stockton would score their first run of the ball game in the top half of the 3rd inning. Darlin Montero, a leadoff double. Then 2 batters later, Derek Salome, an RBI single, would end up making it a 3-1 ball game. Then in the bottom half of the 4th inning, Visalia would put together 4 runs on 3 hits, no errors in the frame. And the Rawhide at that point, that was kind of the push-away point of the ball game. And the Rawhide would end up running away with this bowl game. Bottom of the seventh inning, Ruben Santana would get back in a groove. He did his third home run of the season, a three-run home run off the base of the video board out in left center field. And the Rawhide would tack on one more run in inning number eight, thanks to a trio of hits, including an Angel Ortiz single as well. So at the end of this ball game, Stockton ends up falling to Visalia. 11 runs on 14 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 3 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for Game 5 of the six-game series. Visalia runs a four-game winning streak. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. You get ready to wrap things up here on this Friday night. Visalia 11-3 winners against the Stockton Ports. And Justin, let's go through the scores around the California League.
Yes, Joe, the San Jose Giants currently down 10 against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, 5-15 in the bottom of the eighth inning. You look in Inland Empire, you look in Modesto, the Inland Empire 66ers visiting and currently down 1-2-3 with two runners on in the top of the ninth. And you look at Lake Elsinore, suffering a 5-run loss, a 1-6 loss against the Fresno Grizzlies.
Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, we'll go through the scores out there. We're in the high A level. The Hillsboro Hops defeat the Spokane Indians. Final score 6-4. Starting the year off in Visalia, Roman Angelo, he received the win tonight. He's now 4-4 with a 3.11 ERA. You know, at the double A level, the Amarillo Sod Poodles defeat the Corpus Christi Hooks. Final score 5-1. Then at the AAA level, the Reno Aces currently have a 3-0 lead against the Sacramento Rivercats. Then at the Major League level, the Arizona Diamondbacks narrowly edge out the Pittsburgh Pirates. Final score 9-8, and the newcomer Josh Bell records his first home run in a D-backs uniform. Talking about today's ball game, 11-3, the final. Ruben Santana, our Toyota player of the game. Justin, you just talked to him. What did Ruben say?
Yeah, Joey, had to ask him. I told him. Yeah, Ruben, coming into this game, you had some hitting struggles tonight. You had a single, you know, RBI single and a 3-run homer. How did you turn things around? And the first thing he said, Joey, is he wanted to thank God, and he first wanted to thank his family, and not only his family, but the family of teammates that he has. He called that his family. And these are his brothers, and the fact that they were behind his back, and you talk about him being the player of the game. I go down there to interview him, and who is right behind him? Demetrio Crisantes with a big arm around him supporting his teammate. That's the camaraderie right now for the Rawhide. And that's just really the feeling I've gotten from interviewing Jackson Feltner the day yesterday when he had a 3-run homer. This team has just got that energy right now, Joey. And right now they've been doing good things in the second half of the season. The team that facing Stockton in the beginning of the year took 5 losses against them. Now look at this same team now in the second half of the season, and now they've won 4 straight against them. It shows that this team is completely different. And I'd say like pieces like Demetrio Crisantes, and he went 2-3-for-4 tonight. And all these other players, like Jackson Feltner, who yesterday had a three-run homer in the bottom of the fifth inning. Today he went 3-for-5, so just an all-around game. But for Ruben Santana, Joey, really someone that was having some hitting struggles today, he was so happy to be picked as the Toyota Player of the Game, and he was happy to be honored. And this team has just gotten things clicking, really, as of late.
This is a player, Ruben Santana, that he plays with these guys every single day. He's been with these guys since the beginning of April. You go on the road trips, you have the roommates, at home that are your teammates as well. You get to know these guys really well, and whenever you have this type of relationship with your fellow teammates, that is often what leads to championship teams.
Yeah, Joey, it really often is. It's That's the thing I love the most about championships when it comes to no matter what sport, no matter what league. You can always try and go buy championships. You can always go try and grab players for the statistics. Or you can have players grow up around each other and grow up together. Ruben Santana, a person that's been on this team since April, like you mentioned, and he has grown, and we've seen him grow. And that's what makes these teams really good, and this is what gives Visalia a chance to make it in the playoffs. This fact that these players have stuck together throughout the entire season and really have helped each other grow, that is going to be really what's showing in the playoffs. The teams that are brand new have a lot of new parts to it. It's hard to get that dynamic and that energy going, but a lot of guys that see each other every day and consider each other as family, that's how close that bond is on the team. That might help them even go forward to a playoff push. We'll see. You got to still go through some tough opponents. Rancho Cucamonga coming up, a rival for them, and then you have Inland Empire as well.
It's a big couple weeks coming up, but it is an important win today. Visalia defeats Stockton, final score 11-3. Right, 11 runs, 14 hits, and no errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 3 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. Casey Anderson receives a win. He's now 3-8 with an 8.13 ERA. Meanwhile, Ty Reisinger receives a loss. He is 1-4. This game took us 3 hours and 1 minute to play in front of a crowd of 1,853 fans. Tomorrow night, a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Justin and I will be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. So until we talk tomorrow night, Justin Brown alongside Joey Gonzalez saying, have a great night and go Rawhide.